Sarcastically.
It's not it,
but it was one of the coolest. The morning invasion.
Fireball is coming.
Boy, that's big. There's the cover.
It's time for the morning invasion. Here's Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
How are the levels? They looking good?
They're looking fantastic, my friend.
I think it's good.
Working out all the kinks. It's our second show of 2016. Good morning.
It's our second show ever.
It is?
Yeah.
Man.
Very true.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Dex. To my left is Steve-O.
Hi.
To my right is Mateo.
Hello.
Or Teo.
Yep.
Or Matt.
Or
Matthew.
I'm the
greatest
monkey
butt. That's my favorite. Yeah, I call him monkey. You little, my little monkey butt.
You're getting me mixed up with your son, Brody. That doesn't bode
same
well for
mannerisms.
Your family.
Yeah.
Your poor family.
We are the morning invasion.
So.
And man, I'm very happy with the show yesterday.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
I
was looking forward
start.
To today. Yeah, I was looking
decent
forward
start.
To coming in and doing this thing with you guys today.
I give it a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
A 4?
Yep.
Maybe like a 5.4.
No, just lame.
Wow.
Overall rating of lame.
Really? We're just setting the bar low so that, you know,
great.
As we grow, it'll get better and better.
I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
I appreciate all the encouragement from all of you out there. Some of you, man, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Others... not so encouraging.
But also thank you.
Yeah,
because
also.
It just, it's one of those things where that's what makes me want to hit the gym and get better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've been
gym.
Watching a lot of UFC lately. Which, by the way, BJ Penn is here. Did you see
I
that?
I saw our friend John Dotson was at the mall and ran into him. I about flipped out. He's one of my favorite fighters.
Yeah, Jackson's posted a photo with him yesterday, too. He was with Greg Jackson yesterday here in the ABQ, and I'm wondering what's going on.
Maybe he's coming back?
That would be crazy.
He's pretty old. I don't
know. Yeah, yeah.
He's gotten beat up the past few fights, so I don't know.
That'd be like Buck coming back to radio.
Friday. Tune in on Friday.
I'm just saying. You get to a certain age, and it's time to call it a day.
Buck will be here on Friday. Everyone's really excited.
Yeah, they are.
I'm just, in a way, I'm kind of hoping that either he cancels or we have to cancel, just because...
That's been his norm.
Yes, because the last time that he announced that he was going to be on a radio show as a guest, they canceled him.
Scheduling conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
By scheduling conflicts, we just mean we had somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, we had to... Yeah.
Steve Harvey was available.
Man, okay, I know it's sad that David Bowie passed away and everything, but I totally saw a Steve Harvey meme, and then that makes me think of all of the David Bowie memes.
Yeah.
And I think he was an incredible artist, don't get me wrong, but man, some of those things are hilarious.
Oh man, there was some Steve Harvey memes about David Bowie's death.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
That's what made me think of.
Oh man.
I wish we had a radio show when the Miss Columbia.
Oh gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Matt was on vacation and I was rocking it. And yeah, it was pretty epic. But you know what? That guy owned it.
He did.
I will
did.
Say that.
Yeah.
He, you know, like he totally blew it and then owned his mistake and was like, hey, I'm going to do this right,
mm-hmm.
right now. Credits are rolling. We're wrapping up. I'm going to give Miss Universe her split second moment because, truth be told, Miss Columbia, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Miss Philippines, take that. Take that from her right now.
It was so awkward and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I remember watching that. I felt so bad for Miss Columbia.
Yeah.
Well, good
bummer.
Morning.
Yep.
Phone lines are open at 338-3700. We love hearing from you.
Mm-hmm.
Please call us if you need anything. We got a big show planned for you guys this morning.
Excited, dude.
Yes.
So much today.
We're going to talk about bullies this morning.
Mm. Bullies?
Bullies.
Bullies. Got it.
Bullies.
Thought bullies were like small people that bowled. There's the bullies. Strike.
Is that like carnies?
Yes.
Okay.
There is a seventh grade girl. Her name is Isis.
Oh. Oh, good.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to hear from her. She posted a video.
Is that not an odd name, though?
No.
I mean,
it used to be, well, it was
really?
An Egyptian god. So if you named your kid Isis, it was supposed to be like this super regal, like powerful name until the terrorist organization took it and ran with it. And now it's awful.
There's actually quite a few people named Isis out there in the world.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I've never, ever heard that before.
Here's a little bit of Isis talking about it.
Okay, guys. I'm here today to tell you guys a little something about my life. I'm 14 years old. My name is Isis. To all you people out there that have the name Isis, I know what you're going through.
A little tease for you. Little tease.
Oh,
very
little sweetheart.
Sad. Man.
Now I'm rethinking my third son, Poseidon. I feel like, is he going to get mocked for that?
Only if there's a terrorist organization.
Right?
I'm just, you know.
Maybe if Aquaman goes off the
God
deep end.
Of the sea. I was thinking he's going to be a fisherman or on the swim team.
There's a big difference between God of the sea and fisherman. That's like, I named him this because he could either be a king or a janitor.
Or Coast Guard.
It's a wide open field
I'm really
for
hoping
him.
A bosun's mate in the Coast Guard. So,
oh man,
yeah.
Also coming up on the show this morning, some local news. A teacher was accused of taping her students' mouths shut.
Whoa,
duct taping their mouths shut.
We had a few emails yesterday that were hoping that that would happen with us.
1972 called it wants its punishment back.
Oh, man. And that immediately took me back to when I was in elementary school. And I don't know about you two, but I had some really awful teachers.
Really?
Oh.
I had good teachers.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Life
awful.
Was good. Were
really?
You in Montana in middle school?
I was
school?
In Montana.
No? Okay, cool. No wonder.
Man, they
like,
were
like, Grizzly
evil.
Adams, he was a jerk.
Grizzly Adams.
That guy. During bear trap class.
Bear trap
class? Yeah, they had to trap bears.
Up in old Montana.
Yeah.
Bozeman High.
Oh, yeah, it's a different world up in Montana. Probably like Mississippi is a different world compared to the rest of the country.
It is. I had good teachers, but it definitely, like, corporal punishment was no question.
Yeah.
I got a paddling in school.
Really?
I did, too.
Totally.
See, I got detention.
One of the coaches gave me a paddling in.
Weird.
It hurt.
I got kicked in the behind with some snakeskin cowboy boots.
Are you serious?
Mr. Spratt.
Stop it right now.
I'm
really?
Serious.
Did you hear that name,
yeah.
Mr. Spratt?
Okay.
He's not joking around.
He wore snakeskin cowboy boots, and it didn't feel good at all.
I had lovely teachers.
Really?
Yeah. I got
like one that
I
was
got detention.
Okay.
That's it. I'm trying to think of anything like crazy that happened.
Mrs. Yeah. Shellhouse, she was a saint. Yeah. I loved her. First grade. After that, it just all went downhill.
Oh, my gosh. First grade?
Yeah. She was great. She was great.
I didn't get a paddling until I was in eighth grade, I think. And it's because our coach, Coach Tally, I think, he was one of the basketball or something coaches. He left us all in the gym because he didn't want to teach health class or whatever it was he was supposed to be teaching. He had some meeting. And he was like, don't play basketball. And then he put some basketballs out. And he was like, you see these basketballs? Don't play basketball. And
you
then
see that apple? Don't eat it.
And then he walked out. And so, of course, everybody was like,
did he really say we couldn't play with these basketballs?
Yeah, and so everybody was playing basketball. And then sure enough, he waited and waited and waited and then popped back in. He's like, all right, everybody playing basketball. Come on, get paddling.
That's called entrapment.
That's
I'm
what
pretty
everybody
sure
did,
that's
though.
Like,
that's
this,
what you do if you're a teacher because you get super bored.
Yeah.
So you set traps.
Gosh.
You know, you're right.
It's incredible.
Do.
Yeah. I honestly want to know what the kids were doing that caused the teacher to put the duct tape on their mouths.
True.
Because I have boys, and they are crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I've ever duct taped their mouth shut. But right. Man, I'm thinking about
it. Well, if you wouldn't have named the one kid Poseidon, he'd quit right. running around with that trident and or fishing pole, depending on the day.
I think if I duct taped my child's mouth shut, they'd probably laugh and probably think it's the funniest thing ever.
Right.
Really? They wouldn't care. That's kind of what I want to talk about is does that really have an effect on a child getting their mouth duct taped?
Yes!
Does it?
Of course it does!
It wouldn't bother me if I got my mouth duct taped.
A grown-up person that's in authority above you just totally, like, put duct tape around your mouth like they do in movies when you're being kidnapped. Mm-hmm. Yes, bro.
All right, we'll talk about it.
Are you kidding?
We'll talk about it a little after 7 o'clock.
Okay.
We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
The, what do we call them out there?
The invaders.
Yes!
The morning invaders. Yep. Speaking of, we're going to be talking about ISIS later.
Wait a second. You used to have it was the Edge Army, right?
That's what I almost said.
What if we called them the Starmy?
Oh, my gosh.
The Starmy.
The Starmy.
Oh, man.
The Starmy 88. And there can only be 88.
There's only 88 of them.
Starmy. Call us, Starmy. Man. See, we got our first Starmy caller.
Good morning.
This is Thebes.
Thebes out in Beaumont, California.
How does
Thebes.
It feel to be a Starmy?
How does it feel to be a space invader?
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Space invaders. That's good.
All right, so I think that you guys need to get Mateo's teacher on the phone.
Oh,
you need to look him up and get him on the phone.
That's
probably could find him on Facebook pretty easily.
Nowadays, you can connect with anyone.
I don't know if there's cell phone coverage in Mississippi yet. We might have to use some landlines.
What's that?
Well,
yeah,
that's good point.
All right.
That's such a great idea. Dude.
You guys need to do that.
Thanks, buddy.
What's the deal with bullying? I mean, really, people call people names all the time.
Yeah.
And for somebody to make fun of somebody for their name, it's character building. I mean, of course, you know, with a really odd name like mine, you know, Mike, it was very character building for me.
Sure.
You know, I got called a lot of different names like Mikey. Of course, it also built my muscles up, you know, and
sure.
I pounded a few people.
Yeah, but, well, yeah.
Dude, I feel your pain.
Man,
I feel your pain.
I'm
That's
so
my
sorry.
Middle name. The name like Stephen Michael. I mean, bullied for days, man.
Basically an outcast.
All right, man.
Also the fact that you're barely 5 foot tall. But
yeah, whatever. Yeah, that didn't help anything either. Thank you, giant of a man.
We'll see you, buddy.
All right. Hey, by the way, I do like the show.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thanks, Max.
Welcome, new guy.
Thanks,
yeah.
man.
Oh, new
Thank
guy.
Thank you.
You're going to be new guy for a while.
I'm going to be new guy.
That's okay.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'll be all right.
You're doing a great job.
The most
guy.
Experienced professional in the room will be known as new guy from here on out. Thanks, new guy.
Big show planned for you. Of course, at 9 a.m., we have Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig. He'll be joining us. Can't wait for that. I'm excited for that and Theology Thursday tomorrow.
Yeah, dude.
Those are my two favorite shows when I used to listen to you guys.
For those who are just joining Star 88 because of this new morning show, I'm telling you, we have a dude around these parts named Beenix who's essentially, I don't know. I don't even know.
A theologian monk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go.
So if you've ever had tough questions... You know, even
about
if
life,
no matter what you believe, you can be atheist, you can be Buddhist, you can be Muslim, whatever. Tough questions about the Bible or Christianity that you want answered, you can totally throw them out Beenix's way. You can probably answer them. It's crazy.
He's a professor, yes, bro, of biblical history.
Yep.
It's crazy.
We got to go to break. When we come back, there is a 20-year-old using coupons to fight world hunger.
Mm. Okay.
We'll talk about that. We got some news coming up. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
It's time for The Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
Ba, 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 ba. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah!
Good morning, invaders.
Good morning, smarmy, starmy, the smarmy, starmy.
Okay.
I got
we gotta come up with a name.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It is 6:30. It is the morning invasion. Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
What's up, party people?
Thanks for joining us this morning. We've got a big show planned for you guys. Our phone lines are open at 338-3700.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up at 9 a.m., Shock Therapy Live, where you guys get to call in and ask us anything that's going on in your life. If you're struggling with your marriage, addictions, maybe it's just you have questions about the Bible.
Yeah, maybe you're just confused about your station in life. Maybe things kind of suck at work, or you just don't know where to go next.
That's why I'm here. They hired me because I'm an expert in all of that. I know
he's right.
Every word in the Bible, and
nope.
I can answer that.
No.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Question you might have.
He's also a liar.
I am.
So,
I'm a liar,
that's
too.
Good.
That's why they hired me.
at least he's an honest liar. Am I right?
That's right. That's right, everybody.
Man.
Now, we'll have Pastor Nate Heitzik joining us, and he's the real deal.
But for real, yeah, there's nothing off subject. In fact, we always throw a disclaimer out there. It's definitely for older ears. It's one of those earmuff type shows where we talk about anything and everything, and people call in with some serious issues.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nothing off the table. So don't feel like, oh, bro, but you don't understand my situation. The cool thing is, even if we don't, God does. So it's a pretty dope hour, my friend.
Yeah, can't wait. Can't wait. My first Shock Therapy Live.
9 o'clock. You're a fan.
I'm a fan. Coming up on the show, after 7, around 7:10, we're going to talk about this 7th grade girl named Isis.
Yeah.
Poor little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
See, now I want to look up, I want to find, like, how many people are named Isis?
I bet you'd be surprised. I bet
really?
There's a lot. Yeah.
I wish there was, like, an invisible resource that you could use to look up any factual information you could imagine.
That'd be really cool. Huh?
Like, any question, you could type it in, and it would find statistics, it would find facts, it would find myths, even.
It'd be a great...
It'd be incredible.
Great invention.
Could be like a blanket.
They could call it the Googler.
They could call it the blanket of information. The worldwide blanket.
Oh, gosh. Man. So we'll talk about this girl. She's having a rough time, but she's rising up. I'm proud of this girl because she's not changing her name. She doesn't want to change her name, and she's trying to encourage others that are named Isis.
Take it back.
That's right. And it makes I'll never forget, you know, and it was, I don't know, a few years ago, we had a listener call us on our old show, and they had named their new daughter Debris.
Okay.
Debris.
Is there a story behind it? Like, dude, we were in a tornado.
No.
And
can you
no.
tell me what was the fallout from that?
Well, we
You're
we
welcome.
Got really upset.
You're welcome for that. I want to remind everyone it's 6:30 in the morning. And we just peaked in cleverness.
That was good.
Thank you for tuning in. Have a good day.
No, they thought that the Debris, the name Debris was a beautiful name, and that they wanted to name their daughter Debris.
I wish I could look up, like, the meaning of the name Debris.
But okay.
I can tell you what it means.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
We're laughing at a girl now who's named Debris.
I've never
can
laughed.
Can we technically say that we're laughing at their parents?
Yes.
They chose that name. The kid didn't choose their name. It was the parent who was like, yo, man, just played God of War. Name my kid Isis because
now I'm
she's the Egyptian
god
of Stargate for the win, bro.
Hey, Stargate
I love
was
Egyptian
a good
mythology.
James Spader, man, don't knock
he,
Stargate.
Hey, you know?
Stargate
Kurt Russell.
Was awesome. It took us to new worlds.
I just... Isis, really? For your kid's name?
Hey,
why not?
You know, it was before the terrorist group.
Yeah, I know.
Not now.
So, I mean, Isis is a beautiful name.
See, everybody yells at Obama for calling him ISIL, but if we all called him ISIL, this would have never happened.
No, that's true.
Yes.
This poor little girl wouldn't
yes.
be suffering.
You're
don't
right.
come at me
no!
with, ain't
no
way he calls
no!
him ISIL, because he's
oh,
the Antichrist.
Man.
Don't come
no.
at me with that.
You're right,
no.
Tim. You're right. So we'll talk about that about 7:10. We want you guys to weigh in on these bullies out there who are making fun of this 7th grade girl named Isis.
Definitely want to talk. I actually found a resource. You guys, thanks for telling me about the internet. I found some resources.
It's called Blanket of Information.
Yeah. It actually has become a popular girl's name. Isis.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll talk about why that is.
All right. You ready for some news?
When are we talking about that? 7 o'clock?
Yeah, a little after 7.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I got some news pulled up.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Good morning out there. It's News Guy.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. That's horrible. That's like Ron Ketty stuff. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Ron Ketty is a nice guy.
Hey. Let me do the news.
I'm sorry.
It's not your time, man. David Bowie could score his first number one album in America with Black Star.
Gosh,
now,
man.
Of course, that's in America. But he could be the first person to bump Adele from the top spot on the charts. Yeah. That is no small feat.
I got 25 for Christmas on vinyl. My mother-in-law. That's
really?
What she got me. She got me Adele 25 on vinyl
did
for Christmas.
Did you weep?
I did. Like, yeah.
I am so sick of that new song.
Get out!
I'm Hello. Sorry. Hey, I'm a fan of this song. It was great when it came out,
they
but how many times every station you turn on, hello?
Hey, not every station, all right?
How
we're
are
making
you?
A difference.
No, I just decided.
We're playing different music.
Music director, we're going to start playing that song.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
Oh, man.
Just
please.
To play it. I was reminded of pop radio when I went to Florida for Christmas vacation because that's all that like Dawn's sister listens to and we ride around in her car while we're down there.
All T-Swift and Adele?
And it is top 40 or hip-hop and sometimes country. And then if it's country, I'm like, click! I get away from that. But yeah, constantly.
Yeah.
Adele, constantly. I completely forgot what high rotation means on a top 40 station.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, what?
Oh, yeah. Every hour.
I'm sick of you, Adele. I know what you're saying. Bonnaroo lineup to be announced on next Tuesday's Conan. Bonnaroo's a huge festival in Tennessee. I used to live in Nashville, and all of my friends would disappear for about a week. They would go to Bonnaroo. What did I do? I just worked because I took up all their hours because everybody else was leaving, and I was like, I want to work and get paid.
I'm really hoping for David Bowie hologram.
That's you think so?
Headlining.
Cool. That would be cool with David Bowie.
That would be cool.
That would be like a cool Ziggy Stardust extension.
Have they really done other holograms since the whole Michael Jackson?
No.
They did Michael Jackson. They
really
did
work.
Tupac.
I mean, let's be
honest.
They did Freddie Mercury from Queen.
Yeah.
Been
it doesn't work. What's the difference between that and just like watching it
on a screen?
Yeah. It doesn't. To me, it's cheap.
Yeah, but if it's Michael Jackson moonwalking across the stage hologram style, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, but are there performers going to be playing music live? Or how does that work? Just going to be playing tracks?
That's what was happening with the holograms. When Michael Jackson did it, there was a full band. That was the coolness of the
that's
hologram.
That's cool.
It's because it was working its way around people on stage.
Yeah.
Around other dancers. I think that's awesome. I would love to see that.
Yeah, I would like to see it at least once.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to spend at least $6 for that.
I mean, at least maybe $7.
That's pushing it.
Okay.
And you know what? The Japanese have been doing it for decades, okay? And they seem to love it.
Holograms?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Decades. Decades.
I want to hear more about this.
The Japanese have the technology over in Japan is way more advanced than us, let's face it.
Really?
Oh, they got robots. Serving them.
Hoverboards.
They actually hover over there. Yes, they do.
Flying cars.
Get on the, what did you call it? The blanket?
The blanket of information.
Get on the blanket of information, and you will find out that the Japanese have the real deal hoverboard.
Okay, I feel like I need to believe you.
All right.
Speaking of Bonnaroo, this reminds me. When I worked in Nashville, I worked at a retail store called Forever 21. I worked in the stockroom. And so there was this one...
Glam life.
This one girl that was a visual manager, and she saved up for months for Bonnaroo. Months and months. And she would talk about it all the time. She would come back there and be like, can't wait for Bonnaroo, y'all. And I'm not kidding. She was from Alabama originally. That's what she sounded like.
Y'all.
Me and my friends are so excited about Bonnaroo, y'all. I can't wait. And so... Like, straight up, like, so much money poured, like, hundreds of dollars. I don't know how much, but, like, renting a party bus, and they all rode there, and then they had all their stuff or whatever. And so then, sure enough, Bonnaroo happens. It goes by. It's like a however long festival, and I'm working the whole time. And so then she comes back after Bonnaroo. And so I'm like, well, how was it? And I'm not exaggerating when I said she talked about this for months leading up to it. I was like, well, how'd it go? And she goes, you know, it was great. Like, I just can't remember a lot of it. Because she literally went to Bonnaroo and got so blitzed.
Right.
Oh, man.
That she didn't remember any of it.
I will never understand that.
I don't get that either.
Why would you go to a show where you want to see the artist, but then get completely
wasted?
Once
in a lifetime opportunity. Guys, I've been waiting my whole life to see Metallica.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so high, I'm not going to remember
anything.
Yeah,
not just like drunk. I mean, like gone.
Right, out of their mind.
Bonnaroo, the dark side of it, if you will, is just the drug culture. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's strong. And she could not remember. She was like, I remember seeing part of... And somebody, like, I remember seeing part of that. That's all that she could tell me about.
Gosh.
I was like, really?
That would suck, man.
Yeah.
It's such a waste.
So much money.
Yeah.
So much money. Anyway, Blue Jays pitcher Drew Storen says he was just hanging out with his wife when he found out that he got traded. So imagine
you're just
sitting at home watching some Netflix with your wife, and then you get the info.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd he go?
He got traded from the Washington Nationals to the Toronto Blue Jays.
Okay.
This is baseball for my non-sports
out
there.
I don't know anything about
baseball. Speaking of sports, we got to talk about this coming up. The NFL announced that the Rams are leaving St. Louis, going to L.A. L.A. Rams.
You caught it yesterday.
You did. Mm-hmm. But San Diego, they're not leaving just yet.
Yes. Thank you. That's so
just yet. Yeah. Exactly. Could be happening.
Chargers are my team. Mm-hmm.
I think that's cool. Okay, so we talked about this yesterday. The man that shot at Albuquerque police following the attempted bank robbery yesterday, he's been identified. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, 47-year-old Daryl Salazar has been arrested on a criminal complaint charging him with attempted bank robbery. He was arrested Tuesday morning by the FBI and has made his initial appearance in federal court. That's local news.
Glad they got that guy.
Local ABQ news, there can't come without a
can't
shooting.
Can't have any good stories.
Yeah. Actually, we do have a good story from New Mexico.
We do?
Because a New Mexico woman shared her letter from David Bowie.
Ooh.
It's a pretty cool thing. As fans continue to mourn the loss of late rock star David Bowie, who died Sunday after an 18-month battle with cancer, an Albuquerque woman is sharing her very special connection with the famed singer in the form of a letter he sent to her nearly 5 decades ago.
When I put that album on, it was like Technicolor. It was solid. And in those days, in the 60s, it was very common for an album to have one good song or two good songs and 10 filler songs. This was not that way. This was as solid as a Beatles album.
That's pretty solid. I don't know if you guys ever heard of the Beatles.
The who?
I'm not a fan of the Beatles.
Dude, welcome to the club!
Thank you.
I had no idea!
Hey, this is the first time. I say that all the time, and every person always wants to slap me across the face. What?
Yeah.
What?
I get it. I get their popularity, but I would rather listen to a plethora of other bands than, yeah. I like Abbey Road.
I like
together.
The Beatles.
Why not?
I don't get it. I never liked them.
I enjoy them, but I'm not a fan.
I got a new
will.
Appreciation for the Beatles when I started playing with House of Heroes.
Okay.
Because they're very, very influenced by them.
Yeah.
And so then I kind of like understood. I was like,
You know who I like? I like the Monkees.
Yeah?
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. Did you ever watch that show?
People say we monkey around.
I saw it on Nick at Night.
Of course, dude.
That was one of the greatest shows ever.
Did you know that Davy Jones is a big reason why David Bowie is called David Bowie, because
really?
His real name is David Jones. But Davy Jones of the Monkees was so popular that when David Jones decided to start doing music, he changed his name to David Bowie so that he could separate himself from Davy Jones
of the
Monkees.
It's because he wasn't a girl. He was a Bowie.
Yeah.
And so he changed it.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Anyway, this lady's letter, it was back in 1967, before David Bowie skyrocketed to international fame, when 14-year-old Sandra Dodd of Española listened to his first record and fell in love.
That's pretty cool, and I love the fact that David Bowie actually wrote back. I mean, he wasn't big back then, you know, but...
But think about that back nowadays. How long does it take for us to, like, Facebook somebody back if somebody comments and goes, "Love your show!" 8 seconds. Back then, it was like, she wrote a letter, took some time. Where was it even going?
Right?
The communication back then was quite different than it is now. So it is a big thing that he actually wrote her a letter back.
That's pretty cool.
Dude.
Yeah, yeah. I heard David Bowie was one of the nicest guys. He was humble.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see that very often in superstars like David Bowie.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's one of the biggest, I will say.
Did you guys ever write a celebrity back in the day when you had to write letters? Like, was there anybody
I ever did.
That you ever wrote
Jesus,
a letter
that was
to?
About it.
Well, we heard your Jesus letter.
We heard that Jesus letter story.
Weirdo.
And
he never came and got my letter. Yeah. He never came and got my letter. It's still up on my grandma's refrigerator.
Actually, Steve-O, Jesus is the biggest celebrity.
Oh, gosh.
Contrary to what was said by the Beatles in the 70s.
Speaking of, today is Make Your Dreams Come True Day, so we got to talk about that.
Yes,
you know,
that's
whether it's
today's
theme,
right?
Yeah, Make Your Dreams Come True Day. It's a day to do something to realize your goals and dreams, so maybe one of those goals and dreams are hitting up Will Ferrell.
Or maybe winning $1.5 billion.
Hey,
what?
I'll do that.
Chump change.
I'd love to do that. In fact, if you do win, Mark Cuban has tips for you.
Oh, cool.
Oh, so, I'd love to hear these.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban owns the Dallas Mavericks.
He's awesome.
And he knows what it's like to suddenly become incredibly wealthy. And so he has some practical and some philosophical tips for the winner.
Need to write these down because I'm winning tonight.
So no, you are not.
Are you going to win?
I'm going to win.
If you win, are you going to stay?
No. Let's make an agreement. If you win, you have to give me $7.4 million. Why not,
yeah.
Steve-O?
Of course. You know what? I'll just make it an even 8.
Wait. No,
okay,
no, no.
You said that, not me.
All right, there you go.
You
it's on record.
It. You
okay.
heard it. Yeah. Listening audience, we've got an agreement.
$8 million.
My kids actually asked, because we were talking about it last night, if we win, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And Landon asked if I would stay doing the radio show, and I said, you know what? I would.
You sweetheart.
I would.
If that'd Landon would have asked me,
so
I would have been like,
you.
Are you kidding, Landon?
Ouch!
I'm going to live at Disney World.
Yeah!
You know what? You think I'm going to be your father anymore?
I will have my own. An island?
You can buy your own dad now.
Yeah, I might buy an island.
Dude, I'm telling you.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so first practical advice. Hire a tax attorney first.
Yeah.
Step number one, tip number one. Hire a tax attorney.
And make sure it's a legit
TurboTax, bro.
I heard about this internet, this blanket. And it's got
me covered,
it's got
man.
The TurboTax.
Where
on
do
it.
I input $1.4 billion in lottery winnings? TurboTax.com.
Hey, if you guys, just so everybody knows, if you do win, Steve-O and I are tax attorneys right now.
Yeah.
Just made that up. So just give us a call tomorrow. Okay, number two, don't take the lump sum because you don't want to blow it all right.
That's
when you
what
get
I'm
it.
Saying.
That's a big
Whoa.
Deal.
Dude. That's what I'm
what?
Saying because I think if you took the annuity, you would get something like
you get closer to the actual amount.
Well, you get like $35 million or something
a year
for the next 30 years.
Yeah, but what if you die within the next year? Your family would be pretty bummed. Right? So you get the lump sum, and then you have that so that...
This
no,
is the
am
dumbest
I the only
thing.
One?
Yes!
No!
Yes, Dave Ramsey!
See, whatever!
He would be
lavishly living...
He'd lose all his money.
Because you can't lavishly live with only $35 million.
How am I going to buy an island with $35 million?
Yeah.
I'm going to live by Oprah.
Jump change. Jump change.
I would seriously go for the lump sum. I would not take the yearly... No!
That's ridiculous.
Why?
Dex, we can be in a club that we'll call the Common Sense Club.
No.
Yes. Yeah,
you can take care of everything right away. It's like, I mean, Mom, you want that island? I got you, girl.
Oh, man.
Sister,
see,
you want that other island?
He'd end up on that show where all those people lose
exactly
the money.
We got islands in the stream, man. All of us. Kenny Rogers is living on my island.
See, this is a plan for Steve-O to get rid of his family.
Yes.
Would you like this island? Oh, there are no amenities. You have to survive. Bye, Mom.
Yeah.
Good luck.
But it'd be tropical climate. It'd be great for her fibromyalgia.
Oh,
so I'm just
gosh.
Saying. I'm just saying. I'm helping her, man.
Yeah, the jungle snakes would love that. Your mom's going to get eaten by a giant anaconda.
I really couldn't take the $35 million a year. I don't know. I just feel like I'd just blow it all.
Okay, philosophical advice. If you weren't happy yesterday, you won't be happy tomorrow. It's
Preacher.
Money.
Yeah.
It's not happiness.
Yeah.
You know what, Mark Cuban? That's good.
Well,
that
see,
good.
I agree with that sentiment because anybody who posts on Facebook right now, it's like, especially, you know, Christians. I'm calling us out right now.
oh, bro, if I win the lottery, first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to give like 20% of that straight back to the church.
Which
I'm
gonna, is like, do how this. Much money?
I'm going to build this. I'm going to so do much. All these crazy things. If you're not giving to a local church now, if you're not giving, you know, like helping the orphans and helping the needy, I'm going to do all this if only I went. No, you're not, dude. You're your not heart
gonna,
is yeah. the same,
you're not
going to
do it when you win the big power.
No, you're probably really not. No. So stop it.
You can help in small it, ways now. Yeah. And you don't have to wait until you get some giant amount of
money. That's what I'm saying,
well,
man.
Well, you know, let's think about it just for a second, though, because a lot of us, I'm talking about myself. I can't speak for you two, but I'm a paycheck to paycheck kind of guy.
Absolutely.
Right? I'm horrible with my finances. I didn't learn anything from mom and dad. Thank you, mom and dad, for teaching me nothing about money.
Right.
For real.
And so I struggle with saving, and I want to give so much more than I can, but I can't because of my lifestyle of not being able to
budget, dude.
Right. If I budgeted, I would be able to do what I feel like my heart wants to do, which is to give. But I can't do that. If I won $1.5 billion, I think I would be in that boat where it'd be like, I wouldn't have to worry about, oh, are we going to be able to get groceries, you know, this week? Are we going to be able to get gas money? You know, so those things would be completely gone. So I think what you're saying is kind of right, but at the same time, when you have millions of dollars, it makes life a lot easier.
I think in theory it does, but
it does.
The whole,
in theory.
How hard is it for you to let go of money now? Like, right. And I'm going to use right. a terrible example. Panhandlers are everywhere. Mm-hmm. How hard is it for you to let go of $2? Because you start raising all these stipulations, and I know we're not going to get into it. I know you can't trust most of them and all that right. stuff, but however hard it is for you to let go of $2, multiply that by, you know, a few billion.
Yeah.
How hard will that be to let go of?
And imagine right. if you won that, everyone you know would hit you up.
That's why I would
silence and anonymous.
Everyone
in a way,
you know.
I yeah. hope I don't win because I'll be the guy.
Oh, I hope you do 8 million.
I will be the guy that will. I will give it all away. I
Dude,
will.
No,
I,
preach it. Go ahead.
I will
please.
Be the idiot who tells, "Hey, I won, and here, yes, you need 10 million. Here you go." And then somebody else, "Hey, I'm really straight. Here you go. Here's some money."
Yeah.
I would do that because I'm that guy, and yeah. I'd end up not having any money left.
That's mm-hmm. okay.
That's okay.
Because you're happy with no money right now, so you'll be just as happy
Am
tomorrow.
I? Am I?
Yeah. Am I?
I don't know about
if
that.
If I were to win, it would be, I don't know if I would tell anybody. I might tell my mom.
What?
You know how hard that would be? I would be so hard not to
you
tell.
You don't think we would notice when you walked in with like gold pants? We'd be like, hey,
I've already
gold
got gold
pants.
I've had gold pants. Hey, when I wake up, I put my pants on one leg at a time. Only difference yeah. between me and you is then I make gold records.
Oh, man.
With gold pants.
Gosh. There's no way you could keep that under wraps.
Yeah. Yes, there is. I can absolutely keep it under wraps. All you do, you just temper what you're going to do. You don't go buy some crazy new car. Yeah, and if you're going to get like we could use a second vehicle, I wouldn't go buy this brand new Ferrari. That yeah. would be ridiculous.
Man, you know?
I'd be rolling on
there is oh, no man. Way you could keep $1 billion under wraps.
I think there's a way to do it.
All of a sudden, because, dude, a house would be nice.
Maybe.
Right? A second car would
Unless
be super
I wanted
fresh.
To keep living in my apartment and save all the money.
But
Why would you save
for
though?
What?
I don't know. Anything.
You know what? You're going to win. You are.
Yeah, I know,
the guy
right?
That's gonna win.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I need
and
a
we're
like
not
going
to know for years until his death.
He probably has won before.
See, yeah. that would be the reason for me to keep it a secret. So when I died, it would be like, I got all you guys. I was so rich. When you were suffering, I was just like, oh, man, I could fix all of this stuff, but I'm not.
You're not going to win.
I'd be so mad.
You're not
going to
win.
I would be so mad.
No, so if I did win, though, practically, I would try to keep it as secret as possible. Because,
yeah.
Like, if you look up the statistics of people that have won and have taken the lump sum, Steve-O, they usually get, like, robbed or murdered.
Yeah, see, exactly. That's why you take the lump yeah. sum. You're going to be dead in 6 months.
Next thing I know, I got Detective Link from the Manitowoc County Sheriff's Department coming in and being like, there's a key. Let's arrest him.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I, don't want
I
that.
Haven't watched that show yet.
Yeah, oh, I don't man. Want that stuff going on.
My wife last night finally agreed to watching that
yes,
show.
She did. Yes, she did.
Jump Making on board.
But what I would do, though, is, like, say you had a family member or somebody that had, like, a certain amount of debt, like a lot of student loans or, you know, like hospital bills or something like that. What I would do is I would pay those off anonymously.
Okay.
And say, you cannot tell who paid this. It's an anonymous donation. That's
love
it.
That. So you wouldn't tell like a family member? You wouldn't
family
tell?
Family or friend.
Okay.
Anybody. I like that idea. Okay. I love around Christmas time every year when those people will go into Walmart and they'll pay off everybody's layaways. That's so cool. You go in to get the thing that you've been paying on for months and somebody paid it off for you, you know? Mm-hmm.
And it's not totally noble. It's not like, and then the right hand won't see what the left is doing. It's because it's like, and then that way no one will murder me while I sleep.
Right.
There's definitely a selfish intention at the bottom of it. I just want to live.
Yeah.
Keep on living.
It's cool.
But you could totally do stuff to where, like, I mean, honestly, just like not go buy the biggest, nicest house. You know, you just upgrade to a bigger apartment or get a house. But then what you do is you buy property in other places.
Mm.
We have friends who have property in other places.
We do.
And they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, they are.
And so then that way you have it, it's like fixed. You have a constant flow. No matter what happens with your crazy prize money that the government's going to take half of anyway.
I'd still be mad if you didn't tell me.
Well,
you gotta tell me!
Maybe not.
Come
it's,
on!
It's so much fun to just keep it a secret.
Would we still do Dollar Taco Tuesdays?
Yes, we would.
Oh, okay.
With gold flakes in the tacos.
Gross.
This taco is worth $5,000 a bite.
All right. There you go. We gave you some advice if you win that big Powerball
tonight.
Terrible,
terrible advice.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about this girl named Isis. She sent out a message to everyone out there, all the bullies and to the people named Isis. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Hang out with us.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Good morning.
Hello!
Here we are, day two of the Morning Invasion, Star 88. Thanks for joining us. Love you guys.
Love you too, girl.
Thanks for giving me a chance.
No props.
Thanks for giving me a chance. A shot at this radio career.
Well, it is Make Your Dreams Come True Day, so.
It is. We're going to make your dreams come true this morning. Somehow. Steve-O has a list of something.
At some point, I'm sure.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later on the show, 9 a.m. Don't forget, we have Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzik. He'll be joining us in studio. You guys call in. And if you're struggling with life, relationship issues.
Just need somebody to talk to, man.
Getting bullied at school. Whatever it is. Maybe you got questions about the Bible. You know, maybe whatever it is. It's just, you call in and Nate answers for you.
Frustrated with the new show. Don't know how to respond.
Yes.
In love.
Yes.
You're a jerk. Yeah, anything, man. Yeah. We'd love to talk to you.
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
We got a phone call.
Oh, man. 338-3700, the phone number.
You know, you can't do that.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Is that your job?
That's
sorry.
My job.
Sorry. Tell him, Dex.
Dex is the
Dex,
host.
Dex,
I'm sorry.
Claim your territory.
Thank you.
Name it, claim it.
Thank you.
I'm just sorry.
Good morning.
You guys are awesome. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I called in yesterday in the morning, and I just had something on my heart. I just haven't been able to, like, let it go.
Like,
for Dex and for
Frozen
the crew, for Teo and Steve-O. Like, I was a Edge Army listener for a long, long time, and you guys left the radio, and I didn't know what to do. This is what I listen to. What's going on here? And I didn't know what to do. Like, so it's funny. It sounds like, I don't know. I guess I'll go to Jesus then, put the station, and then there's this other group. Like, giving that same vibe. Like, so cool. I enjoyed Buck a little bit more, but I'm just kidding.
I'm like, well, he'll be here Friday. Like,
no, we did too, friend.
Yeah, no, we did.
It was like, wow, this is so encouraging. Thank you.
Oh, wow, wow.
I mean, I like Buck a little more, but, you know. No, man, thank you so much for that.
I'm really kidding. No, but your heart was always there. Your heart was always there. And I felt it just before I even came to Christ. I knew this guy had, like, heart. And you're always worried about everybody and having them ask them to call in. And say, if you need anything, we're here. And you always did that. So I appreciate that. I'm glad you're here. And
thank you.
It's going to be good.
Heck yeah, man. I'm excited.
Thank you, man. It really does encourage me.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Yeah, we do.
No problem.
If you need us, we're always here, buddy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'll call all the time.
Call all the time at 338-3700. Oh, you can't give the phone number.
See you, buddy.
All right.
Okay. Later, guys.
Later.
That's cool. I love being able to reconnect with, you know, my listeners.
Yeah,
people,
man.
People that followed us for years and supported us. And it's so cool, you know, having this 6 months off. I mean, I could connect with them on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. But
now they can call you at 338-3700.
You want to do traffic so we can't do that
yes,
again?
Yes, thank you. I was going to say, let's do some traffic because we'll end up forgetting if we don't. Let's do that.
Here's your traffic update.
In the car, going far. Time for traffic with Tao. Coming up with my theme songs 24/7. Not any accidents to report, but there is a water main break at Montgomery Boulevard and Wyoming Boulevard. I guess it happened about 2 hours ago, but at La Barranca Avenue.
Nice.
I apologize to all my Hispanic friends. Speeds are reduced through the area. Avoid delays by using Comanche or Candelaria.
Yes.
It's good, bro.
So far, that's all. You got construction all over the city, so just pay attention to what you're doing. That's your look at traffic.
Brought to you by Sopo.
Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Their phone number, 338-3669.
I feel like he should be able to say
that's
that.
338-3669.
I'll give you that one. If you want to say a phone number, you can say that one.
Okay.
Or you can say your own phone number, but you can't say the 338-3700. That's my phone number.
Can I say your cell phone number?
You know what? Sure. Go
really?
Ahead.
Okay.
This one's going to get shut off here any minute.
31.
So.
Oh, okay.
Where's my cell phone?
You want me to give out your cell phone number?
No.
No, I don't.
What about your address?
Yeah.
Or your social security number?
Gosh. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Just don't give out my cell phone
you
number.
You can call Dex personally.
At 338-3700. Phone lines are open.
Let's talk about this young lady.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even realize that she was... you know what? Is this
I don't know if it's the same girl or if it's a different girl.
Yeah, because this one says an Oklahoma seventh grader.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, headlines. Isis is actually a very popular girl's name. I found an article from The Atlantic that talks about this. Apparently, top 10 mythological girls' names between 1940 and 2013, somehow, some way, Isis had made a great comeback. In the 70s, it was Venus. I think probably because of the song.
Yeah.
I'm your Venus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Minerva and Vesta, a virgin Greek warrior goddess and a virgin Roman goddess, they were popular about 100 years ago, but that name has since died out. I don't know that I know many people named Minerva other than the chick in Harry Potter. Minerva McGonagall.
Well, this seventh grader, she's making some headlines. And her parents decided to name her Isis.
Yeah.
And, of course, she is getting bullied at school. And let me start to play these clips here. This first clip, this is Isis. Again, she's in the seventh grade. And she's introducing herself, and she wants to tell the other kids that are named Isis that she understands.
I think you've hit your limit for saying Isis.
What they're going through.
Yeah, FBI is already tuning in.
Okay, guys, I'm here today to tell you guys a little something about my life. I'm 14 years old. My name is Isis. To all you people out there that have the name Isis, I know what you're going through. I have the issue of every day when I walk into school, just wanting to stop right there in the middle of the hallway and just cry. Last year at school, I was called terrorist. Same with this year. I had people come up to me, why are you killing us Americans? I'm an American too.
So sad. And she's tearing up while she's doing the video. And the kids at school, this is what some of the kids are telling her.
Came up to me and said, I saw you on the news last night. I would say, how? They'd be like, you were killing people. I go, that's not me. I'm not part of the ISIS group. I'm not a terrorist.
Well, the great thing about ISIS, again, not the terrorist group, but this young lady in seventh grade, she is doing this video so she can encourage the other kids that are named ISIS.
All you people out there that are getting picked on this name, don't do what I did. Don't start skipping classes because you're scared to go because you're scared of getting made fun of. Don't just go hide somewhere and cry. No, you be the bigger person and show them that you're not putting up with this anymore. That you can fight this battle. That you're not going to let some wannabe bullies pick on you.
I love that.
You have it in you.
That's right. I love that.
Inspiring.
It is inspiring, especially in seventh grade. I mean, a lot of kids are getting bullied. How do they react? They don't want to go to school. Some of them commit suicide.
Yeah, we've seen that. Cyberbullying.
Yeah, we see that all the time. And this young lady, she's done. I'm not going to put up with it anymore. I'm going to make this video. Hopefully it goes viral. And I want to encourage the other kids out there named ISIS. And then I'm sure some of you out there are wondering,
what about Al-Qaeda?
Yes.
How do we encourage him? I'm sure that's what everybody was wondering.
Oh, or Boko Haram.
Poor Al.
Yes.
How am I the one that gets in so much trouble?
Yes.
Phone lines are open.
338 right now. Phone lines are open at 338-3700. If you'd like to talk about the seventh grade girl, she's getting bullied. We want to throw it out there too. Would you change your child's name? All right. Obviously, of course, the terrorist group wasn't around when they named their daughter.
Right. She's like, what, 13 now, seventh grade?
Yeah, she'd be 13 years old. And so what, as a parent, I'm thinking, I think I would probably change my kid's name.
No.
Use a nickname.
Like Tara Wrist. Just call her Tara for short.
Go to the phone line,
good
please.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, buddy.
I would definitely pray for that little girl because she's going to have it hard all her whole life. My friend's name, I used to work with him. His name was Gaylord. His last name was Gaylord. So, I mean, his first name was Ed. And he heard it all through school and, you know, I mean, just the teasing because his last name is Gaylord. And Ed, I mean, and so he grew up getting teased and...
I feel like bullies are bullies no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, is it wrong? Because changing a name, they're going to find a way to make fun of your name. I have one of the most boring names on the planet.
Nobody ever made fun of me. My real name's Joe. I mean, how
nobody
can you make
fun
of Joe?
Nobody ever made fun of Joe Schmo?
No.
Oh, dude, I'll come up with 114 by the end of the show.
Yeah, but you're right. You make
ways
a good point.
To mock your name. Because that's what bullies do. Yeah. I'm serious.
No, you're right. You're right.
I don't know.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, too, that, you know, God will make way for that little girl. And God bless you guys, bro. I'm glad I seen you guys on TV the other day, and I never knew what you guys looked like. You guys are pretty cool, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
The guys I work with, I listened to this other Christian radio station. I told my list to you, and they said, oh, well, that seems wild. Like, if you guys were, like, freaking listening to satanic music or something, man, it was just like, what? They're just telling it like it is, bro. You know what I mean?
I hear you, man.
Christian bullies mocking
thanks,
our station. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
you. You guys have a good day.
You too.
Phone line's open, 338-3700. Would you change your child's name if you're... If your daughter was in this situation, 13 years old, you named her ISIS, and she's getting bullied. You know, what is the correct way to handle this situation as a parent?
Man, I look at these stories because there's so many stories about little girls being named ISIS and it being a very popular Greek mythology girl's name.
Okay, I thought it was. Is it not Egyptian?
But see, it's Greek. Mythological girl names. There's Greek.
Cool.
So different goddesses, but it's like Roman goddesses, Greek, Egyptian. So you're right. But organizations that have the acronym ISIS, we had a guy on the show this last year and he was part of this amazing organization and I can't remember what it was called now because the acronym was ISIS, remember?
Yeah. And he said they were having to change their name.
They were having to change their name and most people beg news media outlets to call them something different. You know, President Obama calls them ISIL. The New York Times is now going with IS. Associated Press has decided to move on to Islamic State Group. So there are making changes to this, but
yeah.
I mean, damage is done. Everybody really knows that. I know him as ISIS. Yeah. So, what do you do?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
So, real quick, before I get to the subject on the little girl, Dex, as someone who has listened to both the station when it was static and who's listened to The Edge for quite a good number of years. I'm actually incredibly excited to see that you're on board with these guys.
Thanks, man.
Over the past several years, these two have earned a tremendous amount of my respect. And you have, as a DJ, I can honestly say that I've always enjoyed you on the air, and this will be really exciting to get to see not necessarily a different side of you, because I don't feel like you're going to be a different person. You're just going to be more open with who you are. So this is pretty awesome.
Thanks,
man. I've never had the ability to just kind of like sit, chit-chat with you, get to convince you to buy me French fries every so often.
Yeah.
So, you know, this will be like a happy medium ground for me.
Thanks, man. Anyway, really appreciate
that. All that aside, I'm not a parent, but I would like to feel that if I were a parent and if I had named my child something like that, or anything where that's easy to be made fun of, I would be too stubborn to even allow the idea of changing the name.
Yeah, dude.
Just because ignorance and hate is such a real thing, and I can't think of anything, any way better for someone to understand how to become stronger in the face of just blind hatred. I think if me just growing up being picked on for various idiotic reasons, and I have become stronger for it, and it's terrible. Like, at the end of the day, like, you know, adults, I mean, we say things, but really, kids are obnoxiously mean, and they don't even realize how hurtful they are, mostly because they're just mimicking what they see parents do. And I think that whenever cases like this come out of children being bullied to a truly horrendous extent, that should be some kind of thing. It's like, well, you know, they are a product of their environment. You know, they pick up after their parents.
No, like, I agree,
man. Real thing.
No, I think you're spot on.
This should allow us to say we should step back. Just because one group of individuals has to make terrible decisions, does that mean that anyone who even whether they share skin tone or whether they share names or anything like that, they should not have to suffer too.
Yeah.
But there's no point in that, and it just blows my mind that...
Hey, brother, I don't mean to cut you off. I just want to get to some other phone calls. I love your point. I think you're nailing it.
Solid.
You nailed it, man. Thank you so much. You encouraged me. Thank you, buddy. I really
do. You guys have a good day. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning. You guys still talking about that that little girl named ISIS?
Yeah, the seventh grade girl named ISIS. She responded to her bullies by posting a video. It's gone viral, and she's trying to encourage other people out there in the world that are named ISIS to hang in there and don't put up with those stinking bullies.
I love that approach. I love that she took the nonviolent approach. And I have to say, I'm not a proponent of violence, but at some point, if this little girl is still getting teased after that amazing video that she made,
right?
I think she needs to clock one of these bullies in the mouth.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna shut my mouth now. I don't know what to say.
You're right. I mean, as parents, we're all pretty protective of our kids.
Yeah. Did you just say you stand with ISIS?
No. I did not say that.
At some point,
I'm just saying.
Gotta make an example out of that bully.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
We're gonna make T-shirts for her that say I stand with ISIS.
No, we are not. We are not gonna do that. Everyone, Steve-O said that.
Again, the girl's name is ISIS.
Yeah.
She got the name 13 years ago before the terrorist group, and she put out that video to encourage others to not put up with those bullies out there.
Right.
And I love that she's doing that. Good morning.
Morning. Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, you're talking about names and being bullies and stuff. Hey, new guy.
Hey, Bill.
My dog's name is Dexter.
Yeah.
You told me yesterday.
Yeah, and you even posted a photo.
A lovely photo.
Yeah, I saw the photo. Yeah.
Photo on Facebook of your dog, Dexter.
Yeah, it kind of fits for this morning, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Because you guys are bullies and you're bullying my friend. I stand with ISIS and Dex. That's my T-shirt.
Yeah,
hashtag. I'm going to tweet that right now.
I'm just saying I was bullied most of my life. My last name is Peterson. Okay, so the word Peter can be used for other things.
Oh, my last name's Jeter. Tell me about it, Millimeter Jeter.
Exactly, I know. Exactly. I live with this, but it made me a better person. I'm a better person now, aren't I?
Yeah.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye. All right. See, here's the thing, man. Words only have as much power as you allow them to have.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
No, that's totally true.
Here's the thing, because I hear her getting bullied, and I was, bullied to no end. And it wasn't until I realized that they were just stupid kids, and their words had no power over me. Because I think we allow, a lot of times, people's words, influence, whatever, to just drain us. And we can become bitter. We can be struck down, if you will, and just destroyed by what people say about us online. Are you kidding me? Do you know how many quote-unquote Christian people hit us up yesterday in email form just to trash our new show?
It's three or four.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we could just dwell on that, or we can realize that we're going to do what God's called us to do, and the haters going to hate type situation where we let them just hate on that, and they can proclaim whatever they want, but dude, who are they, you know, and who are the bullies?
Yeah.
If anything, those bullies at the end probably have less self-esteem than most other people, which is why they're picking on somebody.
That's why I call him Stevie Swift,
okay,
because he loves just working in T-Swift, like lyrics into his profound lesson.
They're gonna hate,
Steve,
man.
Steve Swift.
Yes.
We're throwing it out there. Would you change your child's name? How would you handle this as a parent if, you know, you had named your child after a terrorist? Well, you didn't name him after the terrorist organization, but it turns out that later on, a terrorist organization starts calling themselves ISIS.
It develops a connotation.
I'd buy a bunch of flares and tape them all together.
Stop.
Maybe build a jacket.
Impossible. Impossible.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I have, my parents had given me the initials PMS. And when I hit eighth grade and people found out that my initials were PMS, there was this moment in the classroom where everybody paused and you could see them getting ready to start tearing into me. And I had a teacher that just said, well, I don't know, I think those are the greatest initials ever because it allows you to be a bleep anytime you want. And it totally set the tone for me for the rest of high school, because then nobody ever teased me about my initials because my teacher had said, well, you know what, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I think that if some of the teachers and some of the parents empowered kids with things like that more often, that there wouldn't be as many instances of bullying, you know?
I totally agree. I had a friend named Tommy one time, and Tommy, he would wet his pants, and it was really sad. And I remember there was a bunch of kids who were just, they were teasing Tommy because he would get nervous, and then he would he would do that. And so what did I do?
You made fun of him.
No.
You peed your pants.
I peed my pants.
Oh, my gosh.
And because I did that, all the other kids thought I was cool because I did it.
If peeing your pants is cool, Tommy, then I'm Miles Davis.
Good.
I love that. You're right on. And I think that that's what we need more of. We need more people encouraging. You know, we need more teachers.
Yeah.
We need more kids even. When you see, if you're a kid listening right now on your way to school, if you see somebody getting bullied, you need to stand up for them.
Yeah.
You need to go and encourage that person. Maybe tell them, hey, it's going to be all right. Don't listen to them. Step up to the bully even, you know?
Yeah.
I love that.
Dude, thanks for the call.
Talking about this seventh grade girl. Was the one you pulled up, was she another girl?
Yes. We have an Albuquerque story, and I can actually play it if you want me to.
Yeah, let's do that.
Over. Except you got...
Is it going to play a commercial at the beginning?
Here. It better not. It better not.
Is it going to play an ad? Because I think it's going to.
This is coming from KOB.
But first, when you hear the word ISIS, you probably think of the radical group terrorizing the world. Well, ISIS is in Albuquerque, but not how you might think.
No, and Kasia Gregorczyk joins us to explain. Kasia?
Tom and Tessa, that first reaction to the word ISIS is now becoming a larger problem for a 17-year-old girl and her family. They say she's become the victim of bullying because of her name and what it stands for.
We hear the word ISIS, and our mind is flooded with images like this. But how about this 17-year-old girl? She is ISIS. ISIS Soriano Logan, a junior at Cibola High School, who now hears things like this at school.
Watch out, ISIS is coming, or like, I don't know, they'll just laugh when the teacher says my name, they start laughing.
Tuesday at school, things got worse.
I got pulled out of class, and they told me that there is this girl looking for me, that she was making a big old scene downstairs, yelling my name, cursing.
ISIS was told someone was calling her out, trying to fight her. Then, as the school day came to a close, these images surfaced.
It says ISIS. There's an I, the S, the I, and then another S.
The school was tagged in several areas using explicit language along with ISIS's name.
I'm angry. I don't like it.
Yeah, as a parent, how do you, being that mom right there, I'd lose my mind. I would go down to the school freaking out. I would probably do something that I shouldn't do, you know, if I found out that my kid was getting bullied like that over their name, you know? Gosh. So these are two different girls. Named ISIS, one in Oklahoma.
It's a popular name.
It is.
Or at least was, you know.
You got to be careful on what you name your kids, first off. But this is a situation where...
Yeah, but I mean, nobody, nobody could have known that. Like, hey, I'm going to name my kid after this Egyptian goddess from, you know... Yeah. It can change in a moment's notice.
All right. A lot of people want to call in, so we'll get to your phone calls here. We've got to take a break. It is the Morning Invasion. Hang out.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. Fair warning, the Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
Good morning. It's Wednesday. Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Morning.
Morning Invasion.
I mean, I guess.
I mean,
if I have to.
9 a.m., we have Shock Therapy Live. It's a call-in show. You guys out there that are dealing with questions, maybe you have a tough question about the Bible. Maybe you're confused. Maybe you're dealing with something in your life that you need help with.
Maybe your name's ISIS.
Yep, you know, good point. You call us up at 9 a.m., and you get to talk to us and Pastor Nate Heitzik. He will give you wisdom, encouragement. And we'll try to do the same.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be my first Shock Therapy Live.
It's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
Proud of you, man.
Thanks, man.
Just proud of you and proud for you.
Encouragement. Let's do some traffic.
Okay.
Here's your traffic update. So, no accidents to report again, but we do have construction. Some road work, 98th at Avalon. Let's see, construction. The traffic is split at Atrisco Drive, Northwest and Central. Also, the right lane is closed due to road work at Menaum Boulevard West between Pennsylvania and Louisiana. And don't forget the water main break at Montgomery and Wyoming. You're going to want to do Comanche and Candelaria to avoid that.
Yep.
You're going to have those delays if there's a water main break. And that's your look at traffic.
We'll get some of your phone calls. I know a lot of you out there want to talk about this young lady, these two young ladies that made news, one in Albuquerque, one in Oklahoma, for
and a
their
plethora
name.
Of others.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of other people in the
That's
world.
That's a good name for a kid, Plethora.
Plethora?
Mm-hmm.
Plethora. Plethora. My name is Plethora.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's kind of nice.
No.
It means many things. Take that how you want to.
We're going to talk about this young girl. We'll play the clips again if you're just tuning in. This young girl, she went viral recently because she had enough of getting bullied at school over her name being ISIS. So we'll play that right after some headlines.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Back to me. Booyah.
Man, you,
I got a lot of time on this. Pretty cool. So, we have been talking about this Netflix show called Making a Murderer.
Oh, gosh.
Here at work.
Never seen it. Don't spoil it.
Everybody, go to Steve-O's house and spoil it for him.
Okay.
Because he's waited too long. Well, anyway, the
go
defendant...
Go to my house, don't leave a key.
In the course, that's right, or in the case, Stephen Avery has just filed an appeal asking a judge to throw out the conviction for the 2005 of Teresa Halbach. Here's the interesting thing. One of his claims for why it should be thrown out is his lawyer incompetently repped him.
Wow.
That shocks me that he would say that after this documentary came out where you had these two dudes really just going, you know, just going for it, like stepping up to the line and taking his place and being really good attorneys for this joker. And now he's saying they incompetently represented him. That blows my mind.
I thought those guys were legit. I thought they were the real deal.
According to a Netflix documentary.
Hey, I saw this other Netflix documentary called Daredevil, and it was legit.
It was amazing.
It was awesome. And this dude, he stood up for justice, and he couldn't even see it because justice is blind, man.
Yeah, I love it. That was my favorite documentary on Netflix.
Avery also says the jurors were tainted because one juror made repeated comments that he was guilty. He says that the person in question also told the other jurors, if you can't handle it, why don't you tell them, being the judge, and just leave? Another thing, he claims Halbach's vehicle was not properly sealed with tamper-proof tape, allowing cops to open and close the doors, plant evidence, a ton of stuff. So it's pretty interesting. He also got a brand new legal team. It's this crazy firm, like crazy powerful firm, I think based out of Chicago or somewhere around there. And they say that there's new evidence and they're going to take it.
Yeah, I feel like this show is setting a creepy precedent, though.
Really?
Yeah, because...
Have you never watched Dateline before?
Yeah. I have not. I'm under the age of 72 or Bill Peterson. So here's the thing, though. You know, this Netflix show comes out, and it's people that have put this together who believe this guy's innocent, that believes that he's been set up or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But we don't know if he's really been set up, according to the way that it's produced. But, I mean, we were on the news this last week. They can make you say or, you know, whatever they want,
just
essentially.
Just the worst things.
They really can. Am I right, more vulgarity?
You're right, Steve-O.
So, but because of that, there's like... a petition to get this guy released from jail and all these things because people have watched a documentary and go,
but hold on,
this guy's got to be.
You haven't seen the documentary yet. This is how I was watching this. I don't know about you, Mateo, but I was, oh man, this guy is so guilty. Oh, wait, what? This evidence? No, he's got to be innocent. No, the guy's guilty. I did that like 5 or 6 times through the documentary, and I still, after watching it, there's a part of me that goes, you know what? It's a possibility that he could have done this. You know, he could have been a part of it. So I don't think they really do take that side completely that he's innocent. There's just a lot of evidence that is really shocking.
I think it's not super balanced.
Yeah.
But it's also more balanced than like the prosecution, the people that the prosecutors are saying. They're like, this is totally biased. And Tam and I actually talked about it the other day.
Okay.
Because our question was, we've got this kind of thing. coming out, and you have like 300,000 people signed a petition.
Yeah.
One was trying to get a presidential pardon, and then Obama had to say, hey, that's not my jurisdiction. It would have to be the governor. And then the governor was like, no.
Right. yeah.
But you had all these people. So now it's kind of, it shines a new light on it. But is that necessarily a good thing? Because you're getting a somewhat biased presentation of a case. And so naturally, when you dramatize stuff like that, you're going to be able to sway people.
Yeah.
You know? Dude, absolutely. And everybody does that. Everybody does that. It's not just, I'm not going to like bash the church or whatever, but when we dramatize things,
right,
it plays into our human emotions.
Of course it does, Giltar.
And so it helps people, and I put help in quotation marks, it brings people into that moment more. And so we were talking about, when it was Tam and I, if this was necessarily a good thing, because this is one of the most watched programs.
Oh, yeah.
And if it's based on a false pretense, how real can it be? I mean, you're talking about the church. We're talking about a conversion to Jesus, and it's like this emotional state. And I'm not negating that in any way, shape, or form, because it's God drives us to our knees because we're so full of ourselves that he finally takes over. But there are times where you can have this super emotional moment, and then when that emotion changes or is gone, if you've based a decision upon said emotion, that 5-minute moment, that little window, and once it's gone, how real was that emotion or that moment or that decision you made?
Take a look at the documentary called Inside Out. Emotions guide all of our decisions, but they shouldn't be our foundation. Because even the emotions themselves have personalities, and they have to learn lessons too. Okay. So why would you let them be in control? Right.
That was a great documentary.
I loved it.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mark Wiggins.
Wiggins!
Hello, Mark. Hey.
Fireman
Where
Wiggins.
You guys been? You know, my middle name was Plethora. I changed it. I had to change it from God, little G God. I mean, it was big G because it was my name, but it was little G God. I was getting so much crap for Mark God Wiggins.
Can't imagine your journey, friend.
Yes, so Plethora's worked out way better. You make fun of it all you want, but it's way better. Hey, anything represented just by one side wins. That's how the early church used to get away with so many horrible things. There was no one there to dispute it. And, you know, anybody that did ended up like Galileo and thrown in prison or killed.
Yeah.
That's why we're pretty stoked on Martin Luther.
Exactly.
All right.
That's next Monday. I'm not going to watch it based on that because I know I'll be pulled by all the...
That's why... See, I haven't watched it yet, but I'm like... I feel like it's happening. It's going to happen. My wife caved.
No, see, I would tell you to watch it so that you can at least engage in the conversation.
Yeah.
Because the one thing is going to be, you're going to say that stuff, and people are like, that's smart. Did you watch it? And you're going to say no, and they're going to say, you didn't even see it.
Yeah, because that's how I feel with Steve-O. He's trying to talk about it, but he's never seen it.
I know enough.
See, I don't even want to talk. I don't like doing stuff unless I'm the first one to do it, because then I have to act like...
Like you invented it?
Did.
Yeah,
right.
Got
like,
it,
you know,
got
the
it,
first
got
time
it.
You heard Mariah Carey. He's like, I heard it way before you. And then it's a fight. It's just a fight.
I was listening to her when she was just wearing that one black dress. That was all she owned.
Thanks, Mark.
Anyway, all right, you guys. God bless. Bye-bye.
Appreciate you, Mark.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I finished the binge.
You did. You finished it. You're right, done with making a murderer.
You got to be spoiler free because, again, Steve-O hasn't seen it. And we probably have quite a few listeners that are interested and they haven't seen it.
I'm not going to spoil it.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. So I think, Dex, you tried to watch it the right way. You've got to be objective. However, this absolutely leans defense. And we didn't see all the evidence. We only saw what the documentary folks wanted us to see. And then with the news people, you know, whether it's this story or another story, you need to remember that, you know, their thing is, and we've all heard it, if it bleeds, it leads. And, man, they want to be sensational.
Yeah.
So before you make a decision about this story or any story you might hear in the news or on, you know, Investigative Discovery or whatever, Netflix, you know, realize you don't have all the facts. And which made me think about someone like Lee Strobel, who does have all the facts in his case for Christ.
Yeah,
So we hold the Bible. You want to read about a trial that we have all the facts for. There you go.
Yeah. Boom, yeah. Steve Ryman bringing the knowledge.
That's good.
Thanks, Tever. He's out.
He's out.
Gosh, he dropped gone. The phone. He's like, I know when I'm done. I don't need you to tell me bye.
338-3700 is the phone number to call us. We were just talking about Making a Murderer, and it's on Netflix. A lot of you are watching it or have watched it. It's kind of the hot topic right now about Stephen Avery, and he was convicted of a crime. What was it? It was over 20 years ago. He was in prison for 18 years.
He got convicted in 85.
85.
Wrongfully. And that is proven.
Yeah.
The DNA evidence, that did not happen.
Yeah. So he gets out of prison, and he's about ready to get a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. You know, how much were they?
$36 million.
$36 million he was about ready to receive.
Which we found out earlier from Steve-O is chump change.
Chump change, bro. Who wants to make that a year? Take the lump sum lottery, all right? That way you can give it to all your friends at once.
And
I'm looking at you, me.
Good. Yeah, so he gets wrongfully convicted. They overturn it in the early 2000s. And then, sure enough, I think it was like 2 years later, the court, and it's a matter of days. The depositions are going out against the people that totally wrongfully convicted him and did work to set that up. Mm. And that is something, if anything was going to go back to trial, it should be that first one.
Yeah.
Because the department was not found guilty of any wrongdoing, and there was absolutely wrongdoing.
Right.
And I'm referencing the first case that happened in 85. So, yeah, you have that. And then within a matter of days of these depositions, a murder happens, and he is immediately brought in.
Yeah, he's the number one target that they're going after.
Mm-hmm. You got to bring in the usual suspects, bro.
But granted, like our friend Stever said, there was a lot of evidence presented in that was not presented in the documentary.
Yeah,
a lot of it.
Thanks for holding. Good morning.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Hi. Oh.
Hi, Michelle.
Oh, hi guys. So here's the thing about this Making a Murder documentary. I am on episode one. And
me too! I haven't started it!
No, I started it. I finished it. And yesterday I told Teo, I said, hey guys, hey, I started Making a Murder. And his only response was, oh.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I don't know if I want to continue it.
Don't do it, bro.
I'm just worried for your life.
I would never steer you wrong, Mitch.
No, Mitch, you've got to finish it.
Yeah, you have to. It's good.
No, don't.
It's
don't
good.
Listen to them.
Don't listen to Steve.
Go rewatch that great documentary, Jessica Jones. It was so good. And it just chronicled the life of a real human.
She had powers.
Yeah, no, I watched all of that one. It was really good and very beneficial to me, and I'm sure many others. However, watching... I have to continue Making a Murder because that poor mother who spent all that time trying to get a show out of this, and she finally got it. So I'm going to watch it for her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Stephen Avery's
you just
mom.
Caved.
She
totally packed all of the first case info and sent it out to Dateline and sent it out to all of those networks and shows, and nobody would pick up the story.
Thanks, Michelle.
Bye, Mishers.
All right, we have to go to break. 338-3700 is our number.
That's 338.
Hey, now.
This is one of those situations.
I'm not the host anymore, guys.
That's right. Stay on your side.
Fine. Just hog the bed, man.
When we come back, a little after 8 o'clock, we're going to talk about this student, a local story. A teacher duct taped a student's mouth shut.
Making dreams come true.
It's coming up next. Hang out with us. It's the Morning Invasion.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
All is well. We're back with the Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning Invasion. Dex, Steve-O, Teo. Hey, don't forget, we got a podcast. It's going to be up at iTunes or at star88.fm.
There you go. Look at you getting the website right. I think the iTunes and I think the Google/Android thing, that's going to be up in a couple days.
Yep.
But that'll be subscribable. but then totally right now, and it's free. You go to star88.fm, I think it's /morning. Mm-hmm. And there it is waiting on you.
Yeah, yeah. Yesterday's show is up there. You can listen to the whole thing. And
minus the music.
Yeah, I'm proud of us for the first show. I really am. I think it went really well, guys. I'm really happy with it.
You guys didn't have to issue two formal apologies.
You know, we didn't set the bar too high.
Nope.
Set it just right.
We're never going to set the bar too
high. No, we're never going to do
that.
That's
our guarantee.
Never going to do that.
The bar will always be pretty low. Like the worst game of Limbo you could ever possibly play.
Exactly. Let's do traffic.
Here's your traffic update.
Oh, no, y'all. It's time for traffic. It looks like there's a bit of congestion if you're going 40 east right before you get to the big old intersection here in town. So you're going to get slowed down. Sorry about it, but it's just a fact of life. Also, there's a water main break at Montgomery Boulevard and Wyoming Boulevard. Avoid it. Use Comanche or Candelaria. But maybe if everybody's doing that, that's going to be backed up too. So good luck. If you're from here, you know what to do. You got it. Lots of road construction and all that stuff around the city, so pay attention to what you're doing and enjoy your drive with us.
338-3700 is the phone number. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sherry from Tijeras.
Hey, Tijeras!
Hey, I like your new show.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Wait, do you like it or Facebook like it?
Hashtag love it.
I don't know what all that means, but I love it.
Perfect.
We love you.
Fantastic.
I like that there's more audience participation and that you guys are talking more. And I like Dex on there, too.
Oh, yeah, he's not terrible, right?
Oh. No. Yeah.
I was worried.
He's the best.
He's new to radio.
Were you worried? I was worried. You guys know I was worried.
I
was. You guys know
worried.
I was worried.
He's
I was
been,
nervous.
He's been frantic and weird for a month, and we've been like, "Dude, chill out. You're good. We got this. It's gonna be fun." He was.
Yeah.
Worried.
Well, I like that. It's sort of more like what it was before, with the more talking, and I like.
Like
I
a 2.0.
That.
Don't tell the bosses that.
Oh no! Okay, don't let them hear this.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Thank you so much, Tijeras.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Later.
338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Doing all right?
Yeah.
Sup?
What'd you like to do? What'd you like to talk about? Anything good?
The fact that I kind of like the new format, but this is Victoria.
This is Victoria? That you love
Victoria.
It?
It's Victoria. Victoria.
Yeah. Except. I'm not liking all the, like, really downed stuff.
The really down stuff.
Well, it seems like all the new stuff you're talking about is really down.
Sad.
Oh, man. I was just... Hey, how about this? Like, how about this?
So I wanted to call and try and give you something that's more positive out there.
Yeah.
You know that Franklin Graham's going state to state? For it's called Decision America.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna be a part of that in Santa Fe.
I think we're gonna be there.
Yeah, and I am too in March.
Nice.
So I'm just wanted to try and get something a little more positive out.
So you're telling me we get to hang out with you in Santa Fe?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the most positive thing I've heard all day. I'll guarantee
and
it.
And speaking of Santa Fe, we've got a lovely story coming from Santa Fe in just a moment.
Victoria, turn your radio off!
Seriously.
No, don't do it.
Seriously, Victoria. Thank you for calling.
She's the best.
You know, it is Make Your Dreams Come True Day. We could touch on that. I've got a list.
I'm winning the Powerball!
I've got a list. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we talked about Powerball, man. What's more exciting than Powerball?
Nothing. Money's everything.
They named it Powerball. Because it's the most exciting. You're like, Powerball? What is that?
Mm. Powerball?
Powerball. Oh, it's the wrong button. Then it's sad. Your life is in shambles. That's how it goes.
All right, let's move on to this story.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on here.
Yeah, we got to do something more positive.
Let's head over to Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Let's do that. I haven't snowboarded there in like two seasons.
The city different.
Yeah. Beautiful over there this time of year. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing. Our buddy Steven Christian keeps going up there to snowboard, and I'm wondering, when is this guy going to hook us up with all that Amberlin
money? It's
difficult
when you have a friend who's like, yeah, my job, there's just a lot of stress, a lot of, you know, it's hard. But then all you see is him snowboarding.
Yeah.
And his horses.
Is that what is it on Facebook and Instagram? It's him just on the slopes.
Just snowboarding with his horses.
And then you keep scrolling back, and then you remember, oh, this was the singer of Amberlin. Yeah,
yeah, that's
tough
right.
life,
He's
man.
Yeah, Amberlin so money. Hard. So
Amberlin
hard.
Money in quotation marks.
We got that Amberlin money.
All right, Santa Fe, New Mexico. There's a teacher being accused of taping mouths shut, duct taping the mouths shut of her students. Let's hear about the story.
Parents at Cesar Chavez Elementary School had no idea about the police investigation until we showed up looking for answers.
It's the first time I heard about it.
During the parent-teacher conference yesterday, a parent informed officials that last month, a teacher taped their kid's mouth shut and possibly several others.
It concerns me a lot.
And parents are shocked to hear about the allegations.
I can't believe it. You hear about it in other cities, but you never hear.
I never thought that would happen at this school.
Police say if they find out this is true, that teacher could end up facing some serious consequences for aggravated battery. Santa Fe Public Schools would not comment on the matter because it's a personnel issue, and the teacher in question is on paid administrative leave until the investigation is complete. Meanwhile, parents say if the allegations are true, investigators need to make an example of the teacher.
I hope she goes to jail.
So that they can feel more comfortable that their children are safe at school in Santa Fe.
Who got these fake clips?
Why are you such a bitter person?
Who got all these fake clips? They're obviously all fake. It's like, I wish it wouldn't.
I hope she goes to jail.
Yeah! What?
Fill their cake or something.
Yeah!
That's Pedro!
I hope she goes to jail.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe this happening.
Like, all of them. Every single one of them.
Horrible.
It's the same person.
I don't care about the orphans.
Oh, see, that's positive. There you go, Victoria. We're laughing. We're having a good time.
If you're a normal Star 88 listener and you're not familiar with jokes, we're quoting lines from movies. Oh. I actually do care about orphans. I feel like I have to clarify everything.
Everything we do. Yeah. Phone lines are jammed.
I would like to talk about this because this happened to a friend of mine in the sixth grade. His name was Wade Busby.
Okay.
Wade Busby was one of those kids who always got in trouble. He was always talking. He was always getting in trouble by the teacher. Well, finally the teacher had enough, and she grabbed some scotch tape. And she
scotch tape.
Yes, scotch tape.
That does nothing.
Scotch tape is the weakest of the tapes.
It really is.
Of the tape, yes.
Come at me, bro, with scotch tape.
I remember she was just going to town putting layer upon layer of scotch
like
tape
Pee-wee Herman.
On Wade Busby's mouth. And
and then he breathed and it fell off.
We could not stop laughing. And if we laughed, we got in trouble.
Oh,
and
man.
So it was the funniest thing. And he had to go to recess with the duct tape, or with the tape on his mouth, and
it didn't last.
If he came back into the classroom and it wasn't on, he would get detention. I don't think it. I can't speak for Wade Busby, but does that mess with a kid's psyche? Does that mess with you
mentally?
Yes, does it?
Yeah, dude, your authority just put tape over you.
Well, if you're talking too much and you're not being quiet. Why not?
Because maybe God's got a plan for you to be an obnoxious morning radio guy someday, and your teacher is stifling your creativity.
This is horrible.
I hope she goes to jail.
Yeah, bro!
Oh my gosh, that is the best thing. I'm gonna need you to email me. I got some friends to text.
That's my question. Is this teacher is going to be in a lot of trouble?
Well, yeah.
Police said if they find out this is true, that the teacher may be facing aggravated battery charges, and she's on paid administrative leave right now until the investigation is complete.
Is paid administrative leave really bad? I'm sorry. I got to be honest. I got a friend who was in radio, and then he got fired. But he got paid for like 6 months to sit on his couch. And I'm going, that doesn't sound like a bad gig.
And then he would text us and he'd be like, I'm going crazy, guys.
I'm just, like, my life is so awful. Hard.
It really
I'm
was.
Just what are you doing? Being paid to sit on my couch.
I'm getting paid.
I watch all these games, Netflix documentaries.
Spending tons of time with my kids. It's awesome. Oh, I don't have to wake up early in the morning. This is the worst time of my life.
Paid administrative leave. Get out.
And you know what we did? We suckered you into ministry, bud.
Hold on. One more minute. And then! I'm just kidding.
338-3700. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sup?
Hey, man.
Dude, it's such a hypersensitive, you know, teachers are under so much scrutiny. Why in the world would this woman think that this was going to fly?
Yeah.
Well, the kid wouldn't be quiet. And I'm just saying, I'm not defending her, but I'm just saying, is it really that bad?
Kids are out of control.
Teachers do a lot. More, they do worse things. They do.
Like what?
They hit kids. The kid could
have
got hit.
And then they're not teachers
anymore.
Get involved
romantically with
my
them.
My teachers hit me all the time. They were still teachers.
Steve-O probably dealt with a lot of this kind of stuff, right, Steve?
I was never romantically involved with the teacher, but yes, that's I was good. Probably, yeah.
Well, that's definitely yeah. good, yeah.
Dude, I'm no, serious. No. It's like in the news, more and more and more, teacher, you're right, like,
they're constantly
I'm
in the 50, news, 50 and, it's,
on
and
this
I mean,
one.
They have to understand that they're going to be held accountable. My thing is, every one of us talking right now is parent. We're parents.
Yeah.
And my thing is, dude, if my kid's got an issue, you need to bring that to my attention.
Well, right? I mean, I know my kids, and they're little mini-me's, so they can
totally.
Definitely be obnoxious. So if a teacher told me that they duct tape my kid's mouth, I'd probably be like, oh, I haven't thought about that
one. Do you think the teacher deserves to be facing aggravated battery charges?
No, see, that's
I got to be honest.
Dude.
I think that's excessive. And here's the thing. You're only giving me half the story. Putting the tape on is one piece. Did you rip it off?
We need the Netflix documentary to give us, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Shane.
All making right, a duct tape.
Hey, man.
338-3700. Good morning.
Hey, what's up? How are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Pretty
beautiful.
Good.
I wanted to go with something different than great or good. Good.
Go ahead, man.
Hey, so you guys are talking about that teacher in Santa Fe that duct taped the kid's mouth shut?
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to know is, why is that teacher getting administrated like a paid leave?
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, you'd have to ask the Santa Fe public school system.
I hope she goes to jail.
I do too, Pedro.
We live in a world of excess.
I mean, I'm like, hey, come on, guys. You know, if that was my daughter, I'd be like, come on now. Get that teacher out of there.
Fire her.
Is
or
what he
suspend
says.
Her, but aggravated yeah. battery charges for duct taping?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I agree with.
You agree with
but
the aggravated battery charges?
I did want to tell you guys that I was listening right now and I heard Victorious, you guys called her?
Yeah.
Victorious,
and,
yes.
And, you know, I did kind of agree with her that there is a lot of negative things out there happening today, but I wanted to let everyone that's listening in Las Cruces know that my church, we're having a week of prayer, and we're believing God for a healing service, for a miracle service on Friday. So if you guys are in Las Cruces, or if you guys want to come check us out, Steve-O, Mitch, if you guys want to come check us out Friday night at 7.
Teo, I'm not
prayer,
Mitch.
Man. So let's break through
Mitch
all that negativity in prayer.
That's cool, man. Thank you for talking about that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am not Mitch, though. I am Teo, and I have been here for almost 3 years. It's nice.
We're talking about this teacher accused of taping mouths shut in her classroom in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and this 11-year-old girl who attends the Cesar Chavez Elementary School. She got her mouth duct taped for talking too much. And
yeah.
of course, the parents freaking out. I understand that. I'm not saying that this was right that the teacher did that. But now she's facing aggravated battery charges. That's what the police, if the police find out this is true, that's what she could be facing.
Right. We got an email. She says, I can't call in, but I wanted to comment. When I was in second or third grade, my teacher put tape on my mouth for talking too much. It was more embarrassing than anything, and no permanent damage was done. Today it's hilarious, and one of my son's teachers did the same for the same reason. I told her, no worries. He probably deserved it.
Wow.
I think the duct tape might be a little much, but otherwise this is not unreasonable. We remove all of teachers' authority and then expect them to be able to control a classroom.
Wow.
I don't think aggravated battery is appropriate. Give her a write-up and offer another solution, like having the child call the parents and chat with them instead of disrupting the class.
Hmm.
See, okay. I happen to be married to a principal of an elementary school, so I feel like she'd have way more wisdom on this. She also handles our children way better than me, but it's not. I don't know. I have a hard time.
You know what? I think,
I have to be careful with my words.
Let's go to that call.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
For a reference point for Teo, because I know Teo, I'm Fox's mom.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm great.
Man, nobody Jennifer's, else knows
no,
you.
No, Jennifer's husband, Blake, works at Desert Forge.
Oh,
he's a
the
personal
gym.
Trainer.
Yes. Yeah.
That's cool.
So I was calling because I actually had my mouth duct taped in 8th grade, and it was duct taped.
What did you do to deserve it?
I was that obnoxious kid. Yeah. I was always
you deserved
obnoxious
it.
Kid.
Full on.
So my teacher did it. She thought it was hilarious. The class thought it was hilarious. I thought it was hilarious, even as it happened.
Did
so,
it hurt when they pulled it off?
No, I pulled it off.
Okay.
Like, so,
but
I mean,
it didn't do any damage to you, right?
It off my face.
Like, mentally, it didn't do anything to you, right? I mean, it didn't
no.
affect you in any way, right? That's what I'm thinking. It
no,
wouldn't affect
but at
me.
At the same time, it was, I mean, I guess we don't have all the facts. She kind of just, like, you know, like jokingly in an irritated manner, kind of just ripped it off and put it on my face. Now, she didn't, like, steal it tight to my skin.
Right.
So it was kind of easy to take off. And it was mostly just kind of like her saying, like, you know, she had enough.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But, you know, that was even back then, people weren't as sensitive as they are now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but aggravated battery is ridiculous.
It's kind of excessive. I agree. Thanks for calling.
And I've been through a few episodes growing up in Montana, a few episodes at my elementary school that I would like to share with all of you.
Oh,
blessings. I would like to share what happened to me. This is why I think the duct taping the mouth shut is nearly not that big a deal.
Okay.
Okay? I would like to share this with you. When I was in second grade, Mrs. Willett, I swear Mrs. Willett steals the souls of children, because she stole a part of my soul.
Wow,
that
she's
morning.
A Dementor?
Yes.
Incredible.
Mrs. Willett, I hope you're listening, because what you did to me in the second grade still affects me to this day.
Oh, no.
I forgot my homework. I couldn't find it. I was sitting at my desk. You know, the ones that you could open up and you could put things inside the desk, you know?
Wait, paint a better picture. Like, it had a hole in the front, or like you actually lifted the
you
top?
You lifted the
like
top
a hood
up.
Scoop.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, I'm in the story
yeah.
now.
She lifted the top up of my desk. She grabbed the back of my head. And she slammed my head down into my books into the desk.
No, she did not.
Then
she pulled out a folding chair.
Then she grabbed the top of the desk and slammed it on my head.
What are you?
I'm not joking.
Is this an episode of South Park?
No, I'm not joking around.
He went to elementary school, like the WWE elementary school.
Yeah, she loved, and you know what? Mrs. Will loved the WWF. She was a big fan.
Gosh.
She was a big fan. Stone Cold. No, Stone Cold wasn't around back then.
No, that would be like Hulk Hogan and...
No, that really happened. And to this day, it still haunts me.
Yeah.
Because all
she
the kids saw that. And she just was awful. She was mean. She made fun of us.
I'm
will
sorry.
Will you hold my hand?
No,
right now,
bro.
Please?
I will.
Man
thank
up.
You, Mateo.
I got
see,
you.
I feel
thank
like
you.
We're raising overly sensitive people.
Oh,
we wonder
smooth.
Why nobody can handle any situation in life. It's because if there's something that happens that they don't like, they cry foul, and then we sign a petition, and all of a sudden we got a new Facebook page dedicated to them.
You
and
know what I think it is at the heart of it a lot of times? Adults, we all, I am 32 years old. I forget that.
You're
constantly.
A grown man.
I'm a grown man. But on the inside, I really think I'm still 14.
Yeah.
And I think all of us as adults could agree, we are just big kids. And how often do we apply adult expectations to children?
Ooh.
We see it all the time.
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden you got like a, I don't know, like a 10, 11, 12 year old or what, whatever it is. How old, however old, what was this kid? Santa Fe, middle school, high school?
She was an 11 year old.
Okay. You got an 11 year old and you've got, and not necessarily because this is in a
it's
classroom.
Like Jack.
But just in any, okay, in any situation,
yeah.
All of a sudden you've got a kid and you are applying adult expectations on a child, yeah. forgetting that this kid doesn't have the world figured out. This kid hasn't been on the planet for 30-something years. This kid's been on the planet for 12 years, and he's looking around to people that have been on the planet for 30 years or 40 years or 20 years to see how to operate and to see how to navigate. And a lot of times we just send these crazy mixed messages. It's like, you know, you need to do this because of this, and this is the right way. But the way we're sending the message is the opposite of what we're saying.
Right. I'm glad you said that, because it just reminded me I need to text my 10 and 12-year-old. They still owe me rent for January.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Richard. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Richard.
Richard!
This is Richard. I just wanted to say I'm a big fan of the Dex, Mitch, and Tomas show. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. That was good.
I should take that back. I don't want your rating to go down.
That was just a joke.
Yeah, so what did you tell me, Ricky? This is Richard.
It's Ricky, bro.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm having fun listening to you guys. You guys have been a little negative, but that's the world we live in nowadays, unfortunately, and we have to deal with that. So. Oh,
thank you for that.
Yeah, no, having fun listening to you guys. It's cool to hear Dex again in the morning, except when I talk to him on the phone, when he actually picks it up once a week when he's in between Netflix shows.
Is this the guy you told us you were ignoring the other day?
Yeah,
no, it's Ricky. Don't do that. I was
Ricky, bro.
Ricky, don't listen to this.
I'm just kidding. He didn't do that.
You guys don't have to tell me that. He ignores everyone.
Oh, man.
Ricky, just start calling me, buddy. I got your back.
Thank you, Tomas, man. I really love you.
Hey, dude, no probs. Am I really that loud and obnoxious? It's messed up, bro.
We did get a few people that did say that yesterday.
Yeah.
Not that loud.
Baxter and I have been compared to each other for years and years.
Thanks, Ricky.
I don't even know what that name is, that B word. I've never even...
Oh, sorry. He who shall not be named. Yeah, my bad.
I don't know. Whatever. Guys, doing good. I just want to say good morning and hello, and congrats on the new gig together.
Thanks. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, man.
All right, have a good day, guys.
You too, buddy.
See ya.
All right, we got to go to break. Thank you for the phone calls. It is the Morning Invasion.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning.
Which one of us is Chewbacca?
I'm R2-D2.
Gosh, that's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's really, really good.
Wow, that was a little like.
You nailed it.
Well, his was higher register.
Yeah, octave above mine.
Hey, everyone. Dex, Steve-O, Teo, 8:34 on this Wednesday. Thanks for being with us. We got Shock Therapy Live coming up at 9 a.m. with Pastor Nate Heitzig.
I can't wait to use the bathroom.
And if you guys are struggling with anything, maybe you have a question about the Bible, something in the Bible that you're confused about, we want you to be a part of it. You call in and you ask us what's going on, and we'll try to help you out.
Maybe you're just not into it. For real.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about it. Let's rap. So it's going to be a good show.
We're going to rap?
Yeah, dude. Ready? Actually, if you ask Siri right now, it's like the popular thing on Facebook. Everyone's like, dude, ask Siri to beatbox. We actually did that last night at dinner, and it worked out pretty well.
It was funny.
It is funny.
I kind of want to do it right now.
No, we don't have to do it.
Okay,
right
I'll do it during the break.
Okay.
Here's your traffic update.
Let's check it out, my friends. We got a lot of construction going on. There's road work over at 98th and Avalon. There's a lot of congestion up towards Rio Rancho on the west side around 7 Bar Loops, right there around Cottonwood. A little bit of congestion, but if you're traveling from there this morning, you're probably used to it. Also, accident reported Bridge Boulevard East at the river. So you guys be careful, pay attention to what you're doing, and good morning. Thanks for spending it with us.
Okay.
That's your look at traffic.
Thank you, Teo.
Traffic brought to you by this incredible coffee at Solomon's Porch.
Yes. Mm. Love this coffee. It's
4001 Osuna Boulevard. And
so good.
The rest of it.
Guys are great.
All right, Steve-O.
Hey.
Take the reins, buddy.
Well, it is Make Your Dreams Come True Day. It's a day to realize and set goals for those dreams you've always had. Like, when I was a little kid
winning the Powerball!
listening to Dex on radio because he's so much older than me. Mm-hmm. I thought someday I'm going to have a show with that. Shut up! Shut your filthy mouth!
He was trying to establish a bluffer, which is a bluff buffer, and it didn't work.
Gosh! You know, just want to make somebody else's dreams come true because I'm stuck with this outfit. But that's okay.
That's a nice hoodie, though. You should be stoked.
Thanks, brah.
You're welcome.
No, I meant outfit like you guys. We're a ragtag bunch of dudes. Sorry, I'm from the 50s. So old. I got a list. It's the age you should stop doing everything. You see?
Nice.
When thinking about my dreams, I realized I gave up on them about 12 years ago and decided to do ministry instead. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I know you're not.
So while it is Make Your Dreams Come True Day, I'm going to help you realize that you're probably setting the bar too high. Some things you should probably stop doing in the appropriate age to stop doing them.
Okay.
Number one, Teo, this is for you.
Yes.
Sucking your thumb.
Oh,
Let me see your thumb.
I had no idea that you guys knew about it.
Did your thumb have an indent? Because you can tell if someone sucks their thumb if they have an indent.
My thumb's got an indent.
You sucked your thumb.
I never sucked my thumb. My baby sister.
I don't know if I did or not.
Sarah's got like a smaller thumb. Like, her left thumb is tiny. Like, she puts them up together, and one's, like, half an inch shorter than the other one.
Really?
No joke. Whoa. She seriously sucked that thing till she was, like, 9 years old.
Wow.
Age 3, by the way. That's the appropriate age to give up that habit. You got to keep that habit,
dog. You have to. You know what you do? You put mittens on your kid. They can't suck their thumb.
They're called kittens.
Hey, just to all you addicted 3-year-olds out there.
Yeah, man.
There's an organization for you. It's called the TSA. Okay. Thumb Suckers Anonymous.
No, that's
not
a
to
totally
be confused with the TSA at the airport, which
totally
Steve-O has run-ins with constantly.
Oh, speaking of, appropriate age to stop getting your butt wiped by others.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, I
have a 3-year-old. Obviously, he wants to already. Wants to do everything by himself. And I'm like, hey, you should let me do that. Cleanliness is close to godliness. So I'm gonna go ahead and wipe that butt for you.
Well, he's not in diapers anymore.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah,
that's
he's potty trained. Which, by the way, no accidents at Disneyland all 5 days.
Oh, awesome.
He's the king of
kudos
the world.
Kudos to Brody.
Which I was worried because you go on rides like Pirates of the Caribbean and you're just surrounded by water. I'm like, are you sure? This is a 7-minute ride. It goes 0.3 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You're stuck here, dude. Arguably, the scariest part about being a parent is making sure that they're correctly wiped. Scratching, you know. It's like, dude, go finish that job. 5 years old. 5 years old, by the way. So if you're over the age of 5, probably start taking care of that yourself. This one I fully disagree with. Sleeping in your parents' bed. Age you should stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Birth.
Did you guys?
What?
No.
That's what I say.
Do you guys have issues with that with your kids?
No, because seriously, I've never been like, hey, guys, why don't you climb into our bed? That's never been our thing. I always made sure that they kicked it. If they needed to be in the room, cool, let's just bring that cradle on in here and they could kick it in right next to us. Struggle with that one. Age 6, apparently, you should totally be in your own bed permanently by that age. I didn't have parents that loved me. Age 10, okay, if you just celebrated Christmas in style and you have children listening, you might want to tune out for this one so as not to spoil anything.
Okay.
With good old, you
heard
good old Kris Kringle.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Say it again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If you're a parent out
alert,
there. Yeah.
If you celebrate with the, you know, the jolly fat man, and I'm not talking about your husband, okay? You might want to tune out.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Age 10, you should stop believing in Santa Claus. Because if you're older than 10 and still believe in a magical fat man who delivers presents all across the world, then your gullibility as well as your home security practices are seriously questionable.
There you go.
Yeah, age 10.
What if you have a chimney defense system?
Chimney defense system that it like it checks and makes sure that it's his DNA. Only Santa can get down that chimney.
It's date and DNA specific.
Yeah. Okay. Age 13, you should give up writing exclusively with pencils. That's weird and boring, and I'm moving on. Age 15, if you are in school and you still accidentally call your teacher mom.
What?
You've never done that?
No. Dude.
You never did that?
You're lucky.
What?
I can't, dude, constantly. Yeah. My, hey, mom, or really? Mrs. Kelly, sorry.
That's one of the most embarrassing things. Yeah. That's one of the most embarrassing things at school is when you call your teacher mom. Because you go, hey, mom. And you stop, and everybody in the class looks at you, and you're just like, oh, no, I did it.
Well, you guys had great teachers. I had teachers that hated me and hurt me.
So you were usually just saying, officer.
Seriously.
Gotcha.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyways.
This music is nice.
It's lovely.
Very soothing, huh?
By the way, that's when you should definitely stop calling your teacher mom, because that's the age you'll never live it down. 15. Kids are brutal. I feel like before that even. Just try and work it out. Age 18, believing you'll go pro in sports. It's time to face it. If you're the same age as some of the guys that are already getting drafted, willing to bet it's time to hang up the bat, ball, and call it a day. Age 20, I couldn't disagree with this more, but according to Yahoo, they say at age 20 it's time to stop taping posters to your bedroom wall.
I think I stopped doing that about 22.
Sorry, man. That T-Swift poster staying in my room prominently.
Mm-hmm.
Prominently.
Don't apologize to me.
You know, I'm going out in style.
Good morning. You there? Hello.
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 No. Oh, no.
See, guys, I have a dream.
Oh, gosh.
This is Joelle.
And it is. Yes, it's Joelle the Nanny, just so you know.
You know, a dream is like a river.
My dream is to hear Owl City on this radio station, and I've given you plenty of time, but I haven't heard an Owl City song.
Okay.
Well.
And it could be also that you guys would be nice to me.
What do you want to hear, that Firefly song or what? Is that the one?
Well, there's multiple, but Firefly works. She knows all of them.
She's a big fan?
She's a big fan.
Well,
big fan doesn't even cut it.
Okay.
Is there just something about hearing it on this station that is that what you love about it? Because, you know, there's, in this day and age, I mean, with technology, we have YouTube and...
Mainly it's just to bug Steve-O and Teo, but,
By the way, the next one on this list was age 16, the year you should stop listening to Owl City, because you're a freaking adult.
Hey!
Year 16 was when I started listening to Owl City, so...
Oh, man, came in late on the game on that one.
Sorry. I was homeschooled, what can you say?
Enough said.
There you go. Thank you, Joelle the Nanny.
Awesome. Talk to you later, guys.
Later. She's a longtime listener.
Let me help the grown-ups out there because this list is draining. Age 25 is the year you should stop working for free. Time to dream it. Realize if you're still an intern somewhere, volunteering, hoping to get that big payday, unless you're in med school or have an internship that will actually help your career, it's time to stop giving away your goods for free.
I like that.
I'm just saying. Making dreams come true.
The age when you should stop doing everything. Yeah. Steve-O's counting them down for us. Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning.
Welcome.
I have a reoccurring nightmare.
Good.
That I will hear Owl City on this station.
It's okay. You're in good company.
Good one, guys.
Thank you.
Goodbye now.
Thank you.
Kind of like that Firefly song.
You know?
It's kind of nice.
It's poppy.
I knew you would. I just knew you were going to be the guy to bring them back.
Yeah. It's not too bad. Got anything else on there?
I mean, it's, you know, whatevs. I got a few.
Think we're done?
I got a few. Celebrating useless occasions, like Flag Day.
Hey, what's wrong with Flag Day?
Like Flag Day?
You know what they say here, though? They talk about Halloween. By age 26, you should give up Halloween. Occasions like that. Holidays.
That's ridiculous.
Of course.
No, I understand, like Flag Day or Make Your Dream Come True Day. I mean, sure, let's give up on that. But Halloween? No.
Dude, they say New Year's Eve, Halloween. Like, what? Seriously, holidays. You should give it up because they're useless occasions. And if you're wanting to go out and get drinks for, you know, say, your birthday or one of these occasions, just realize you're a grown-up. You could probably do that any day you want.
No,
you don't have to.
No, I'll give up Valentine's Day because that's ridiculous.
Okay,
but I'm not giving up Halloween or New Year's.
Yeah.
Preach it?
Yeah.
Good morning. You there?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi. Hello?
Hi. And say good morning.
Good
it's
morning.
It's Mom Fernando.
Oh, hey, good morning.
I was wondering when that was going to come upon.
Yeah?
It happened.
I've been busy.
Yeah, girl.
Jeremiah is going out for 9 months, so keep him in prayer. He's off to Afghanistan.
Oh,
oh wow.
Will you thank him for us?
Yes, I will. Jameson is also in training in 29 Palms, and my daughter will be leaving the boot camp in February.
Wow. 16. That's great.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to call and update you guys, and hopefully everybody out there will pray for my kids.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling.
Most of the time I spend my time in California, and I just got home, so I was listening to you guys this morning, and I just thank the Lord for both of you guys, what you guys do and what you guys say. It uplifts me at times.
Thanks, Mo Fernando.
But I just want to call in, and I love you guys, and thank you for what you guys do.
Thank you.
You can be thankful for Dex, too, now, because he's here. Yep. There's three of us now, so it's cool.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So there's three now.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Very nice to meet you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling us.
Okay, we'll see you guys. Bye.
Bye.
She was nice. She is She's a sweet lady.
You want to be in charge of that? You can.
I just wanted to hang up.
You're a little closer.
I can't help it, man.
Thank you, Mom.
Age 29, being the guy in control of everything. That's me. Mm. I can't help it.
Reach over there again. I'll break your finger.
By the way, by age 29, if you're still the guy on somebody else's couch, bro.
Yeah,
it's time to seriously start thinking about where you're headed.
That's
in
a
life.
Failure to launch.
Yeah,
that is not good.
Dude, check this one out. Age 30 is the age you're supposed to give up backpacks. I think we all have backpacks.
I have a backpack.
Crap!
Granted, there's nothing in it. There's a book in there. A single book. And a phone charger.
But. According to Yahoo, nobody over the age of 30 who wears a backpack is to be trusted. This gets doubled when the person is wearing said backpack only over one shoulder. Crap!
I would like to go on
That's
record.
That's all I do!
I would like to go on record and say that this is Steve-O's list.
This isn't my list!
This was Steve-O's idea to do this list. I'm getting text from the bosses saying, you guys need to wrap this bit up because...
Age 29, the year you stop caring what your bosses say. Am I right?
Steve-O said that. No, I'm just kidding.
By the way, age 33, the year you should stop crying at work. So if I get fired, I guess I'll... Just take it like a man.
Make your dream come true day.
All right, I'll stop. Stop.
Oh, that's goodness. Good. All right, we have Shock Therapy Live coming up at 9 o'clock. Wanted to remind everybody, mm-hmm. So stay tuned for that. Let's do some headlines, huh?
Okay.
Oh, that's the wrong button. Hold on.
Give me my headline music, hold man. On.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Hello, everyone. It's Teo with the news.
You didn't go anywhere.
What are you talking about? I'm right here.
I know.
Where was I supposed to go? Mystery. A Canadian kid is in deep, deep trouble after charging more than, you know, $7,600 onto his father's credit card while playing a FIFA video game on his Xbox.
Man.
This is happening more and more.
Happens with smartphones.
Yep. In-app purchases.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing. Lance Perkins says he was floored when he got the bill on December 23rd. Not the Christmas gift you want to get.
Yeah. Can I just say there are awesome stipulations in place if you get hosed like that? My son did that over Christmas break.
Did
and
he?
Apple completely reversed everything the next day.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Well, this guy's 17-year-old son told him he thought he was using the credit card given to him for emergencies for a one-time in-game payment. He's just as sick as I am because he never believed he was being charged for every single transaction or every time he went on to the game. It sounds like the reporter from USA Today says he's not buying it because that sounds like something a 17-year-old would tell his father after charging.
I hope she goes to jail.
Exactly. Exactly, Pedro, or person from Santa Fe, indistinguishable. Regardless, an expert tells the CBC that it's increasingly common for children to make in-app purchases or in-game purchases, and it's often unclear when users are paying actual money within a game. And even Kanye West tweeted in October after his kid North apparently racked up charges while he was playing a video game.
So, did they say how much?
Yeah, I was going to say, unless it's like $43 million, I'm pretty sure he's going to cover it.
Yeah, $7,000.
No, it doesn't say. But, you know, it's Kanye. He had to complain about something that day.
That's true.
Man. There it is. Yeah, so that's going on. In-app purchases, watch out. Also, if you saw Star Wars, you either loved it or you might have been like, man, I felt like this was just like episode 4.
I loved it.
I thought it was incredible.
You're talking to a biased crew.
We're
right here.
So biased.
Yeah. We loved it. Well, John Boyega, he plays Finn in the movie. He's teasing that episode 8 is going to be a bit darker, which is, you know, kind of good. Or is it because The Empire Strikes Back?
I think they're going to rehash the whole trilogy and we're just going to eat it up and love it because we're nerds.
Well, Teo doesn't care. Teo is stoked about it.
I love that Teo talks about himself in third person.
Teo talks in third person.
Dude.
Right now.
Dave. Steve-O loves that.
Hey, John Boyega says, my part in the next film will be much more physical, so I might be in the gym a bit more. Explaining that he didn't have any Thor-like regimen while he filmed The Force Awakens, but this was about to change. And Daisy Ridley, who plays Rey, says she's read the very good Episode 8 script. And I guess J.J. Abrams, the director of Episode 7, was so stoked on the script, he kind of let slip to a friend that he regrets he's not doing Episode 8.
Wasn't she great?
She was great.
You know, one thing I think about a lot, I don't know if you saw this video, but it was when the first trailer of The Force Awakens came out, and she was on her bed in her hotel room, she got to watch it, and she started crying.
Gosh.
And I just was thinking, how amazing would that be to be a part of something so big and to see how beautiful and amazing that trailer was.
Yeah. And she's hands down the best part of the new film.
Oh, yeah.
Like, by far. Great. She's the greatest new addition.
BB-8
I loved it.
For me, personally. Oh. I love that little soccer ball.
BB-8 was
John Boyega amazing. Took part in Star Tours. They updated Star Tours with Episode 7-7. He's actually in Star Tours now.
That's
That I love it when big... Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not big yet, but he's about to explode. So I love it when actors aren't too cool to take part in fun things.
That's pretty cool. Speaking of that, a Creed sequel could hit theaters November 2017. Michael B. Jordan, who is kind of like John Boyega, an up-and-coming actor who's really making waves, he's going to be returning. And they could start filming, I guess, as early as next year, targeting a November 2017 release date.
Did
as
you guys see Creed?
I didn't see it,
I
and I'm
either.
Really disappointed.
Everyone was like, bro, movie of the year. I heard Creed was amazing, and I'm bummed that I didn't see it.
The Rocky films are probably one of my, they're my favorite films.
You're a liar
really
because
are.
You haven't seen Creed.
I haven't seen Creed.
You can't say that because I'm like, dude, Star Wars. And I was there opening day. Where were you opening day, Creed?
I'm broke.
You were there. You're like, Elijah's hell. The newest day.
I can't afford to take my family to the movies.
Seems my life.
Neither can Scott Stapp, am I right?
How do I know Scott Stapp lyrics? This is tragic.
Everybody knows them.
It's
part of being an American, unfortunately.
You know, I just have to accept it with arms wide open.
Okay. Well, hey, speaking of this, because we get super inspired by, like, movies and stuff like this, but I know you found a story that everybody's been talking about how, like, we've been kind of downers or whatever. Hey, we're just taking a negative world and trying to put a positive spin on it.
I like that.
Dex found the perfect story to close out the show before we start Shock Therapy Live.
Really yeah, do. Man. I absolutely. Really
this is, I like to call this good news.
Okay.
Okay. That's what I call this. I call this good news.
Okay.
Because there is so much bad news out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We need the good news, just like our listener who called in and said, I would like to be encouraged.
Mm.
So we're going to give you some encouragement. Here's the headline. 5-year-old hero bikes 2 miles in the rain to get help for dad he thought was dying. Again, 5 years old.
I like to focus on the part of his dad dying.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Sweet little boy. Sweet little 5-year-old boy recently set off on his bicycle to find help for his father, who had collapsed from a heart attack. The 5-year-old thought his dad was dying, so he set off on his bike to try to find his mom while she was at work.
Wow.
It was raining. It was nighttime. And he was in his jammies.
Man, jammy jams.
Again, he's 5.
Tough to navigate.
And according to that list, that's the age you should learn how to wipe for yourself, so...
Little Kevin, he's a little French boy. Little Kevin Georgine was spotted by a neighbor who told the BBC that he discovered him late at night on a rural road. Kevin told the neighbor that he had biked 1.8 miles. That's what it comes
gotcha.
To.
Okay, good. Yeah, let's just keep it American.
His dad had collapsed of a heart attack, and the poor kid didn't know what else to do. This French kid, who's 5 years old, in his jammies, biked, got the help, saved his dad's life. Again, 5 years old.
That's incredible.
You know, my big question is, why didn't he just knock on the next door neighbor's house? I'm just saying. It took him like 2 miles before somebody was like, hey, there's a little kid in the street. Sorry, I just like to take the negative approach.
Well, there was this word in there called rural.
Yeah, that's true.
Insinuating
that's very true.
Not in the urban city.
Hey, you know what? Not all of us went to Mississippi public school system, okay?
That's right.
I'm not that blessed.
And not all of us graduated.
That's true, too.
Big shout out to Kevin Jean.
Yes,
little French
man.
Boy.
Dude, that's incredible.
Yeah. 5 years old. Saved his dad's life. He's a hero. All right, here's what's going to happen. 9 a.m., we're kicking off Shock Therapy Live. For all you new people that are new to the show, this is an hour-long talk show where you get to call in and ask us anything you want, really. It's if, about things that are going on in your life, if you're struggling with an addiction, struggling with relationship issues.
It's like Dr. Phil with less donuts.
Yes. We have Pastor Nate Heitzig joining us in studio here shortly, and he's going to be able to answer your questions, and we're going to be real.
Is Teo the father? We'll find out at 9.
That's
just
right.
As many donuts and just as many holes.
It's the Morning Invasion. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.